What's going on, y'all? 97.5 The Fanatic 601 here on a Thursday night, just a few days away from the game two of the NFL season for the Philadelphia Eagles. It's been a long time. They play on the Thursday. It's 1 week from today. And now we have to wait until Sunday. It seems like it was so long ago. But we still move on and we wait. But we're not patient. So, you know, you want football right now. But that said, and we want it, number one, because we love the game the way we do. But the fact that you have a football team that is the defending Super Bowl champions, Devon Givens, broadcasting from the Xfinity studio, only from Comcast, with you until 9 o'clock tonight. The Joe Torti Show, 9 to midnight. He will take over at that time and carry you through the rest of the evening. Sam Wilson, hello. She's producing the show. So we're hanging out with you until 9 o'clock, and we're going to talk some birds. Obviously, and I wanted to get into, start off at least, we're going to get into some Buccaneers and what the update is with those guys, if they worked out, and you know about the whole thing with DeSean Jackson and Hargraves and Grimes and Pierre Paul, all of these injuries that they have. They work. You know they're going to play. They're going to play. Hargraves is out. He can't play, but everyone else will likely show up. But I wanted to get into the NBC Sports Philadelphia article, NBCSports.com, where it was brought up about Nick Foles, and Mike talked about it, opening up about his struggles with his confidence. And the weird thing about this is, when you read this thing, first of all, when I saw it, I said, oh, I need to check this out. Even Super Bowl MVPs can lose their confidence, is the first line, Ruben Frank from NBCSports.com and NBC Sports Philadelphia. He talks about where Ryan Fitzpatrick says he lost his confidence, first of all. 15-year veteran who's seen everything can lose his confidence. And then Foles took off in the conversation and also pointed out how he loses confidence. So here's the quote really fast from Nick Foles in the story on NBCSports.com. You don't get confidence and keep it. I think that's life. Day to day, there are struggles. Confidence isn't just something that's always there. I think people expect, since you've done it before, you should know how to do it every time. But each day's a new day. Each struggle's a new struggle. And we are humans. We do have feelings, and we do go through different things. People look at us as professional athletes and think we don't deal with that, but we do. And I think that when Fitz says that, that's really awesome. That he's as honest as he is, because I'll be honest too, we do struggle. You do lose your confidence at times, but you have to know how to get it back and what does it take. For me, this is Nick Foles again, it's always leaning on Christ and talking to my wife, even though sometimes I probably drive her crazy, but she's always been there for me. And that again is from the story, NBCSports.com, Nick Foles speaking about the struggles when you do lose your confidence as a professional athlete, and everything that comes with it. Now, when I saw it, I'm like, first thing I wanted, the headline, first thing I wanted to check it out, I'm like, hang on, what is this all about? Nick Foles opens up about his struggles with confidence. Super Bowl MVP. A quarterback, no less. Now listen, quarterbacks have all of the pressure when it comes to a football team. We know it. They get the most money, they get the most attention, and even when you're a backup like Nick Foles, you do what you did a season ago in February and make that run and, of course, culminate in the Super Bowl victory. Everything positive comes with that. Now, maybe there's some negative stuff where you just simply do not want to deal with all of that attention. That's it. We saw him in game number one of the preseason. Game two for the team. Game number one for him against the New England Patriots. He struggled. Game number three against the Cleveland Browns. Better numbers statistically, but he still didn't look that good. So we had our concerns. When is Carson Wentz coming back? Game number one, opening night, Thursday, a week ago from tonight, where they open up at the Link against the Atlanta Falcons, and he struggled again. Is that a confidence thing? Is it the fact that he just simply could not get into a rhythm? All of these things can be thrown out there as possibilities, but when you hear your quarterback bring it up, it kind of opens your mind a little bit and allows you to maybe, take a step back and say, do I want my quarterback talking like that? Do I want my quarterback openly talking about that? Not because we are concerned with him, because we think he's going to be fine, right? We know he had the issues where he didn't succeed with the St. Louis Rams and then the LA Rams after being traded from the Philadelphia Eagles. Before he got to the Kansas City Chiefs, there was that talk about him possibly retiring because he lost the love for the game. The confidence was not there. He got it back somehow when he got back to Philadelphia. He got hot at the right time during the postseason, leading them to their first Super Bowl victory in franchise history. The ups and downs of Nick Foles in the first place that we talk about, where he's a Jekyll and Hyde type of quarterback. One week he looks like he looks in the Super Bowl. The next week he looks like he looked against the Oakland Raiders. We don't know who we're going to get. What is it? He says it himself. He does struggle with confidence. So with us starting the show off tonight, knowing that he is the week two starter against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, no Carson Wentz yet again, limited practice again with the knee, he's back out there. It's certainly a positive. We still don't know, but right now we have more than capable Nick Foles under center to do the job. When your quarterback like Nick Foles, who has struggled, we've seen it ourselves, he's a backup, he's had chances to start, did not succeed except for the 27-2 year. Do you have a problem when your quarterback opens up like this and openly shares that he has confidence issues at times? And again, I'm looking at it when you say it like that, the defense, while they may not know from week to week how he feels going into it, maybe they can look for something when they're on the field to say, we got him. We shook him. We rattled him. We are in his mind. Let's go do this. Now, you can do that with a lot of quarterbacks, but some of them can hide it better than others. Maybe Nick Foles can hide it better than others, but not many ever openly come out and say something like this with him struggling with his confidence. So I like it. I do like it because I like honesty. So many times we talk about players not being honest, and he's being honest. So on the human side, where he points out, I think that's life. It's day-to-day struggles. Confidence is just something that's always there. People believe because they're professional athletes that we don't deal with that. Now, we've seen cases now in the NBA. DeMar DeRozan comes out first and talks about how he has the anxiety issues. Kevin Love, he follows up and talks about the same thing. Kelly Oubre from the Washington Wizards, he talks about the exact same thing that he struggles with. Many people here locally felt like that was part of the problem for Markelle Fultz. Yes, they said it was the shoulder. A lot of people diagnosed him themselves and said, hey, that's in his head. Those yips, that's a mental thing, not just the shoulder thing. So it's out there. Professional athletes are telling you they go through these things. Royce White, if you remember that name, for the Philadelphia 76ers a couple of years back during the rebuild time when Sam Hinkie was here. Remember, he had these very same issues. His went to a step further because he couldn't fly on airplanes. Claustrophobic because of the anxiety and all those things that he dealt with. But here, this is also something that we've seen the man succeed, Super Bowl MVP Nick Foles. Go out on the field and do what he does, and then he comes out in the media and says that he struggles with confidence at times. So when we see him go off in games, NFC Championship game and the Super Bowl back-to-back, but then we follow it up and we get game number one against the Atlanta Falcons 2018, he's not looking sharp, he can't get it together. And we criticize because we should, because we're analyzing it as a fan out of the gate right away of what's going on with this guy. We're trying to win another Super Bowl. What is the problem? Do you like your quarterback openly coming out talking about he struggles with confidence? 610-632-0975. Again, Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock here in the Fanatic. Nick Foles opens up about his struggles with confidence in an NBCSports.com interview. And I'm curious to see how you feel about it. I heard Mike talking about it. Heard some of the people interject their input on what they feel about Nick Foles and his confidence coming out openly saying that he has struggled with it. The fact that Fitz, as Fitzpatrick, that he says it. He comes out, Ryan Fitzpatrick, and openly points out that he struggles with it. And since he is, then why not share the same feelings that Nick Foles had? And I'm only saying this because you know how defenses in the NFL and the NBA and Major League Baseball and NHL, any sport, if they see one semblance of a weakness in a player, they're going to go after that and attack that. So when you're talking about something mental, the confidence level, listen, trying to win a Super Bowl. I like the honesty. I do. I like the honesty. But from a game perspective, when you're looking at the other side and the defense saying, oh, we have him, we already know that we can shake him. Again, many players can be rattled, especially a quarterback. Many. Many players can be rattled. A wide receiver can be rattled. We saw it with Nelson Aguilar. I was talking to Pat Egan before we came in here to start the show, and Pat was saying, listen, when Nelson Aguilar did it, it was okay. Nick Foles does it, some phone calls or some tweets that we saw earlier. It's not okay because you are the Super Bowl MVP. We've seen you succeed, and we're trying to win another Super Bowl. If Carson Wentz is not ready, you have to get it done, Nick Foles. We cannot have you out there talking about publicly you losing your confidence. As Sam says, the quarterback is supposed to be the leader. Hey, maybe he handles it certainly a different way in the huddle if he's losing confidence and he delivers it a certain way to players and they're saying it's okay, we'll pick it up for Nick, we'll block better, we'll run the ball harder, we'll get to that hole faster to make sure we get those extra yards. We'll catch the football and get those yards after the catch so we can make sure we make things easier for our quarterback on this given day that we're playing this game. I'm curious to see how you guys feel. Nick Foles comes out and says he struggles with confidence. I think that's life. Day to day, there's struggles. Confidence isn't just something that's always there. I think people expect since you've done it before, you should know how to do it every time. But each day is a new day. Each struggle's a new struggle. And we are humans. We do have feelings and we do go through different things. People look at us as professional athletes and think we don't deal with that, but we do. And I think that when Fitz says that, Ryan Fitzpatrick, that's really awesome that he's as honest as he is, because I'll be honest too. That's Nick Foles. And the story on NBCSports.com. What do you guys feel about your quarterback openly saying he does struggle with confidence at times? 610-632-0975. Hanging out with you until 9 o'clock. Once again, I'm Devon Givens, Sam Wilson producing the show. Joe Torti takes over at 9 o'clock. If you want to jump in, 610-632-0975. We'll get to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and some of the things that are coming out from Tampa about some of their key players, their availability for Sunday afternoon, and the same for the Philadelphia Eagles. Some key players did not practice today. 610-632-0975. Nick Foles says at times he does lack confidence, struggles with confidence. Do you have an issue with your quarterback, your starting quarterback, saying that openly? 610-632-0975 to start things off in New Jersey with Jeff on 97.5. Hey, Jeff.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
Good, good. Just your point on Nick Foles. It's not the first time that he's actually, opened up about failure. If you think back, to the after the Super Bowl when, he talked about, having to fail and he had a really, level-headed response. So I don't really see, any problem with it. Especially how he brought it up after such a big game. I think it's just part of who he is. He's just being open and honest about who he is, and he takes the good with the bad.
Now, my only thing, too, Jeff, is also when you talk about something like that and is out there publicly. Yes, he said it that way after the Super Bowl, but in season, game number two approaching, and you being the team that's being the hunted because you are the defending Super Bowl champions, defensive coordinators, they get a look at this and say, okay, yes, he says these things like after the Super Bowl, but when he says it right now, maybe we can rattle him a little easier than we thought.
Yeah, I think it's a fair point. I mean, saying, something like not being afraid to fail after, winning a Super Bowl,
Right, you're heading into the off season. There's nothing else to do. But now you're week number two, right?
Yeah. I mean, within the context of the season, right, you kind of want to kind of keep those kind of thoughts, like, close to the chest, you know, so you don't want to expose yourself. So I can kind of see that. But
especially when you had the week one game where you weren't exactly the sharpest out there at the quarterback position. Yes, you had some players drop some footballs, but you also missed some throws yourself. You don't want to hear something like that. Right away. Now, again, as you pointed out, Jeff, I got to be honest. I like the honesty because we get on athletes way too many times when they are not honest. And I think I'm more of a laid-back, mellow type of person anyway, off the air and even on the air. But for the most part, I like the honesty. I just wonder if it's material for the opposing team when your quarterback says something like this. And again, it's your quarterback.
Right. I got you.
No doubt, man. Thanks, Jeff. Really appreciate you starting us off. 610-632-0975. That's the part of it. Again, I like the honesty because I like when athletes are honest. We like to hear from them exactly what they feel. And I don't like oftentimes when people get on them for saying anything like that. And I'm not getting on Nick Foles for saying it publicly. My point is when the game within the game, we're now opposing defenses and defensive coordinators say, hey, you can rattle this guy if you do this. There are plenty of times when we look at games and say, you know what? If you do this to that player, it seems like he kind of turtles up a little bit. Right? Of course, when the safety is coming, barreling down on you, and you got Ty Pinkston saying he lost it in the lights, but we really know what it was. Yeah, he got alligator arms because he lost his confidence and he didn't want to get hit. Things like that. We see that. That might impact them the next play because, oh, I was thinking about that because I know that they know that I know that they know that I turtled up and I got alligator arms on that play. So I better make the next catch. But if that safety's coming again, I'm likely not going to leave my chest open like I did in the last time. I'm going to do the exact same thing that I did the first time and lose it in the lights, according to him. 610-632-0975. Sean is in Drexel Hill. Drexel Line, pardon me. He's on 97.5 right now. Hey, Sean.
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
I'm chilling. Let me take you off speaker, my bad, brother.
It's all good, man.
Yeah, I will always enjoy talking with you, man, or listening to your commentary. It's always really good.
Thank you.
Just want to speak on that, man. I love hearing the fact that, you know, a football player who, you know, sometimes people look up to and think they're Superman.
Because they're macho.
I love to hear the fact that, you know, sometimes we all lose confidence. I don't mind that. I do understand you saying, you know, it could be a strategic thing for the defense.
The game within the game.
Right. They use anything, though. But
that's what I'm saying. Yeah, so this is out there. They're like, look, you see this. We're going to put it on the projector in the meetings. You see what Nick Foles is saying.
They use anything for an edge, but just on a basis of life, which, you know, we all need to focus in on a little bit more due to the climate out here now. I really love to hear that, you know? That makes me root for him in life more, you know?
And he already has a support showing of a lot of people anyway because he is that type of player. Then he goes and wins the Super Bowl. He speaks about it after the game, as our last caller pointed out, and you're absolutely right. I mean, listen, a lot of people will look at this and say, you know what, Nick, we've got your back. And they
I think that's what's going to trickle down. Not to cut you off, but that's going to make the people around him say, you know what, we got your back. We're going to step our game up, you know, even further. And that's the definition of a team. That's the definition of family. And that's the definition of people who really care about you.
Hey, Sean, well put, man. Thanks so much for the call. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Again, maybe they will, in fact, stretch out a little harder for that football if it's a deep pass and they have to dive for it. Maybe they will give that extra effort to make sure they block that defensive end coming off the edge to not hit Nick Foles because we need him to get in rhythm. If he gets in rhythm, he's therefore going to regain his confidence. Same thing with the pass catcher, the receiver, tight end, running back, wide receiver, whoever it might be, going to get that football and make sure I give that extra effort to get that catch. 610-632-0975 because I need to pick up my quarterback because I know, hey, you know, it's a good guy, number one, but sometimes he does lose it a little bit when I know we need to get him back in that groove, get him right so we can win this football game. Steven Lancaster is next on the Fanatic. Steve.
Hey, how you doing, man?
Good, man. How you doing?
Very good. So I had a couple of thoughts on what you're talking about here with Nick Foles. So the first thing I would think is, I think we all kind of can tell who is nervous, who loses confidence at points. I know personally when we were going through the playoffs last year, I was ecstatic when I saw the Vikings win because I was thinking, who's going to have more nerves at quarterback, the Case Keenum or Drew Brees? So I was ecstatic, and that's exactly what happened. He got hit a little bit on the second drive. He got pick six, and then he was just terrible the rest of the game. So I don't think someone has to necessarily come out and say it. I think the defenses would already know.
Mm-hmm.
And I completely agree with the last caller, which is, hey, like, he says it, the rest of the team probably already knows it, but now they know he's being upfront with people, so they can go ahead and play harder.
Well, I mean, listen, that's an interesting, again, like I pointed out at the start of the show, Steve, I like it because I like that he's being honest. And as you pointed out, we can all look at Nick Foles and say, you know what? He's that type of person who is going to be open and honest like he did. But we also know it just from the years that he has been here when he's talking about this. He's telling us the truth. He's telling us the truth every single time, even when we see him on the field. We can look at him and say, you know what? They need to do something different here. They can't run him under center. He needs to be in the shotgun, quick drop, you know, quick 2-3-step drop, boom, right out. Because that's what's going to give him his confidence. But if he's under center and he's taking 5-7, that may not necessarily be the best thing for him because he is going to lose that confidence, Steve. Thanks for the call, because he's not completing those passes. He's not able to get into that rhythm. And the great thing about what they did, Frank Reich, DeFilippo, Doug Peterson, during the postseason, after he struggled, was, all right, I think, you know what? I think it was before the postseason. He had the good game against the Giants, bad game against the Raiders, and they went to him and said, let's go back to when you had success with Chip Kelly. What did you like to do? Tell us that. We'll implement it into the offense. Let's regain that confidence. He did. Struggled some. Struggled against Atlanta, divisional game. Better in the second half. Tore up that Vikings defense. Went toe-to-toe with Tom Brady. He was fantastic because he was in a rhythm. He had great confidence. And that's where we get into also the Jekyll and Hyde of who Nick Foles is. One game he's great. One game he's like, eh, he's an average guy. 610-632-0975. Nick Foles, according to the story, the headline, opens up about his struggles with confidence on NBCSports.com. Do you like your quarterback or any player, but specifically in this case your quarterback, opening up, talking about his confidence struggles? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens, hanging out with you until 9 o'clock right here. This is The Fanatic.
Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatic's Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free player's card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
It's week two of the football season, which means a second shot at victory. Bragging rights and huge cash prizes are all up for grabs all season at DraftKings, the leader in one-week fantasy sports. I'm Anthony Gargano. This weekend, DraftKings has over $2 million in total prizes, and you can play free with your first deposit. With one-week fantasy at DraftKings, you choose when to play. Draft a new team every week with no season-long commitment. Just choose your player, stay under the cap, and watch the points pile up. No matter what your skill level, there's a contest waiting for you at DraftKings. Nothing makes Football Sunday more exciting than when you have a DraftKings lineup on the line. Download the app or go to DraftKings.com. Town now. Use code Fanatic to enter a contest for free this weekend with your first deposit and compete for your share of over $2 million in total prizes. That's code Fanatic only at DraftKings. The game inside the game. Minimum $5 deposit required. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com for details.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
I used to leave voicemails for myself because the only one I could trust to get something done right was me.
Hey, you, it's me. Remember to order safety goggles and grab some milk on your way home.
But now I use Grainger. Grainger's got the technical support you'd expect from America's number one source for industrial-grade supplies. They're in the business of helping my business. So no more talking to myself. Now I talk to Grainger. Because when it comes to keeping your business running, Grainger's got your back. Call or click Grainger.com to see for yourself. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pay off credit card debt with a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Life can add up quickly. Like when your youngest needed braces the same week as your oldest tuition was due. And then you got hit with a vet bill for the real baby of the family. Debt happens. It's how you get out that counts. Get a personal loan from Marcus by Goldman Sachs. Fixed interest rates, monthly payment options, and no fees, ever. Learn more at Marcus.com.
My office still has those overhead yellow lights. You know, the ones that buzz all day. Well, I'm not sure how old they are, how much extra they're costing me, or if they'll ever go out. But I do know that I hear them in my sleep.
You don't have to be an expert, because Pico has lots of ways to help your business, like lighting incentive solutions that make it easy to save energy and money. Just visit Pico.com/smart ideas. Pico, the future is on.
Hey, listen up. During Aaron's Fall Fest, prices are falling on select furniture, electronics, and appliances. Plus, with just $10, you can get started leasing to own washers and dryers, refrigerators, TVs, and more. From brands like Philips, Samsung, and LG. And of course, there's no credit needed and free delivery and setup. Come on, $10 gets you started from September 14th to 17th at participating stores and online during Aaron's Fall Fest.
Transaction advertised as a rental purchase agreement. Some restrictions apply. See store for details.
Find out where the Dietz & Watson Mobile Broadcast Center will be broadcasting from next. Just visit 975thefanatic.com. Dietz & Watson, the official meats and cheeses of the Philadelphia Eagles.
Sports talk for Wallingford and all of Delco. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Yes, 6:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. We're talking about Nick Foles opening up about his struggles with confidence. That, of course, of NBCSports.com story by Ruben Frank. Check it out. 610-632-0975. He says he struggles with confidence just like anyone else. Every day is a new day. Every day is a different day. Every day is a different struggle when things happen, and sometimes you have to fight through it. Even though you are a professional athlete, you have to deal with it just like everyone else. It's a simple thing that not many people can just get past. But he says, for me, it's always leaning on Christ and talking to my wife. Even though sometimes I probably drive her crazy, she's always been there for me. You know how many times I complain to my wife about things and she sits there and gives me stuff and I'm like, all right, you're right. Okay. And I'm, you know, like I said, I'm laid back. She's the one that's laid back, but also she's more demonstrative and louder than I am. But we balance each other out, and that's what makes it go sometimes, right? You need that partner to be able to talk to and lean on, even when it is your work. 610-632-0975. A couple people dropped since we went to break, so if you want to jump in, two open phone lines, 610-632-0975. Do you like your quarterback openly talking about his struggles in season? First of all, I do not mind it at all because I like him being honest. And we know who Nick Foles is as a person. He's genuine. It basically seems like he's genuine every time he opens his mouth. So I'm perfectly fine with it. The only thing that I would say is, man, defenses are always trying to find a weakness in anything. Can they use something like this? Do you want him saying something like this openly? He did. It's okay. Because he's a Super Bowl MVP. 610-632-0975. Andrew in Frankfurt is next on the Fanatic. Drew.
What's up, Devon?
What's happening, my man?
Not much. I just want to let you know, you're probably my favorite on 97.5.
Well, guess what? I got a lot of people that call in, and you're one of my favorites too, Drew. Thank you.
I appreciate that. I'm going to be honest, man. I agree with you. I don't think it's a problem, and I don't think it's giving somebody like a target on his back or anything like that, for the simple fact that you touched on it a little bit earlier, but like our track record in the last few years of some of our players having the same issue. You look back at Nelly most recently, look at Brandon Brooks.
Yeah.
You look at even Vitae last year, they all came out and said they were struggling with anxiety or maybe confidence. But all three of those people came out the next year or the next couple of games on fire. Vitae was lights out in the postseason when he did so. Nelly had 9 catches in the Super Bowl after getting sidelined and got taken off of the starting team.
He was inactive. Yeah. Yep.
Yeah.
Inactive one game.
Exactly my thing. And then Brandon Brooks, he didn't play a couple games because of his anxiety. And then he came back and he's been an all-pro ever since.
Yes.
I don't think it's a negative. If anything, I think he's Nick's been letting us in for a long time now. He did so when he was talking about his daughter during the Super Bowl interviews last year. He started breaking down into tears.
Mm-hmm.
He's just showing us a different emotion. That's all.
And we know this is him, Andrew. He's not saying anything everything again that he says out of his mouth, we pretty much believe. We feel like he's being genuine when he speaks about anything, whether it's the game or whether it's something with life and how he felt in the Super Bowl, where he just totally turned into this different person, or this different quarterback, pardon me, or maybe that's the quarterback that he is sometimes, and the others, that's where the struggles comes in with the confidence, and he cannot be that person on a week-to-week basis. So you're right. He's a genuine guy, and I believe pretty much everything he says.
I appreciate it. Thanks.
You got it, Drew. Thank you. 610-632-0975. He says again, we do struggle. You do lose your confidence at times, but you have to know how to get it back and what does it take. Right? What does it take? Again, for him, it's Christ and his wife. That's what it is. That's what it takes for him to get it back. And I'm sure there's those parts also when it's the other players. He has that tight relationship with Carson Wentz. Maybe it's something that he says or something that he sees, and it helps him pick him up. Maybe it's an offensive lineman that just simply helps him. Maybe it's a position player, a skill player that does the same. You never know what it is. It could be the trainer. It could be the quarterback coach. I don't know. Could be anything. He points out the two right away, Christ and his wife. I don't have a problem with it because that's him. That's him. He's going to give you the good. He's going to give you the bad. Luckily for us and him and the Eagles, he gave you the great. during the postseason. 610-632-0975. MG, Philly is next on the Fanatic. What's up, MG?
Hey, how you doing, Devon?
How are you?
Pretty good. This is I'm a first time caller to you. I'm a little straddling the fence with this. I've played ball, and you know, my coaches and my parents have told me, you know, there's a time and place for everything. You know, and at this particular time, it's not really good for him to reveal this. When he becomes retired, then he can have a tell-all book and all of that. You know, but I mean, defenses and opponents, they will look for any sign of weakness in you. And if they find this out, I don't know how he put this out there, you know, on NFL or whatever. But, you know, the opponents get a wind of this, you know, this could really, you know, break him up, you know, break him down a little bit and cause some problems.
Well, again, I pointed that out earlier as something that I would look at and say, all right, if he does something like this, the exact same thing, MG, that you pointed out, defenses will find a crack in you and decide to go after you that way. That said, with him, I'm sure it's already been out there because he does talk openly. He does say things openly and it's probably seeped through the NFL at some point somewhere. And as you said, defenses can sniff it out. They could not stop it before. They couldn't stop it before when they needed it the most against the Minnesota Vikings and the New England Patriots. Now, maybe against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, that might be true. But guess what? The same can be said about Ryan Fitzpatrick, where all of this started in the first place. And he's opposite Nick Foles this week. So the defense for the Eagles also can attack him in that way if they feel like they find a little bit of confidence lacking in Fitzpatrick.
Well, it goes also to what you said earlier, and I've said this about him as well, this Dr. Jekyll, Mr. Hyde. That Nick shows up and then he disappears. You know, that, I think that has a lot to do with his, character. I mean, he's a great man. He's a Christian man and I'm a Christian man as well. And I believe honesty is a true component of who you are as a person. And I appreciate that, you know, in him, you know, but there's a time and place for everything. I don't think that he should be revealing certain things like this, you know, at the beginning of the season, you know, with him being our quarterback at this point.
After struggling in week one.
Yeah, right.
Okay, right. All right, MG, listen, thanks for the call, man. Appreciate it. Don't be a stranger. The first time we've gotten someone in all the calls that we've gotten that says, I don't necessarily like it because of what I brought up earlier. The opposite side where the defense, the defensive coordinator, the defensive players, they can look at a quarterback and say, I've got him rattled. Whether it's a linebacker at the line of scrimmage barking at Nick Foles, leaning over, telling him all kinds of crazy things like he's in the program, the movie, right? And then there's the other side where Nick Foles is like, yeah, I lost a little bit of confidence, but what that guy is saying is not really bothering me. I'll get it back. It may take me a little while. It may take me an entire half. But if my defense can hold up and make sure we're good, I will be fine after we come back out of that locker room. It's a tricky thing. It is. 610-632-0975. Marcus, we got you first on the other side. Everybody else hang tight. We're talking about Nick Foles. NBCSports.com article, Ruben Frank writes a story. The headline says Nick Foles opens up about his struggles with confidence. First line, even Super Bowl MVPs can lose their confidence. Ryan Fitzpatrick was the first to say that he had pointed out as a 15-year vet, he's seen everything and can lose his confidence. So Foles, he doubled down and went right back at it and said, listen, I do too. I'm glad that Fitz said that. That's really awesome that he's honest as he is, because I'll be honest too. And Nick pointed it out. We all struggle. Do you like your quarterback openly saying something like this, losing confidence so early in the season, especially after a struggle in week one? 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic Postgame Show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay. And all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Well, summer's ending and the fun is over. Well, is addiction to drugs or alcohol preventing you from being the best family member you can be this year? Your family needs you, and they deserve the best version of you. Did you know that you can receive world-class addiction treatment and still stay close to your family? Recovery Centers of America is a provider of the highest quality addiction treatment services available in the Philadelphia and New Jersey areas. Their phone number, write it down, 1-800-RECOVERY. Recovery Centers of America offers inpatient and outpatient addiction treatment close to home. Now, they believe that family involvement in addiction treatment is critical to each patient's success. They offer intensive family therapy to help you and your family rally around a solution to your addiction. And they'll take your call and admit you safely into treatment 24 hours a day. Just call Recovery Centers of America today, the number 1-800-RECOVERY, or visit 1-800-RECOVERY.com/radio.
Oddshark.net is your source for the latest odds from leading authorities, expert editorial content, and detailed matchup picks straight from their supercomputer. Looking for statistics and trends for an upcoming game? Oddshark has that too, and it's free. Oddshark experts provide in-depth analysis, packed with information and insights that will help you make the sharp picks every day. Before the game, head to Oddshark.net and start playing like a sharp today.
Back to school basics from Staples. Today's lesson, ancient history. Staples has your back-to-school essentials in stock and always at low prices. And when everything you need for school is guaranteed to be in stock, that back-to-school list quickly becomes, you guessed it, ancient history. Get your degree in back-to-school shopping today at your local Staples, the back-to-school specialty store, where everything you need for school is in stock, guaranteed.
In-store only. Ends 9/22/18. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/back-to-school-in-stock for details.
Huddle up for winning deals. It's Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Get up to $6,000 over book value for your trade. Or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. A new 2018 Kia Forte or new 2019 Kia Soul. Just $179 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Or get a new 2019 Kia Sportage or a new 2019 Kia Sorento. Just $199 a month. Zero down, zero first payment, zero due at sign. Score a savings touchdown during Gateway Kia's Championship Savings Kickoff Event. Kick off this season by getting up to $6,000 overbook value for your trade, or we'll match your down payment up to $6,000. When you want to be a savings champion, we'll see you at Gateway Kia, Route 611 in Warrington and Route 309 in Quakertown. Shop online at GatewayKia.com.
Gateway Kia, the discount Kia giants.
Leases are 36 months, zero security deposit, 10K miles per year, lease and tax title, and DMV. This company's only trade counts value. Credit approval expires 9/30/18.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of the sportsbrokers.com, is releasing his Thursday night NFL season blowout winner, Baltimore Ravens at Cincinnati Bengals, absolutely free. Call now 800-220-6262 and get tonight's winner absolutely free. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away with a win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. He loves tonight's game. Call 800-220-6262 absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one handicapper. He's the professional that professionals turn to. Call now 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call 800-220-6262.
Attention, landlords and property owners. Are you tired of managing your property and would like someone else to manage it for you? You probably would like to own your property, but are tired of the headaches that come with it. You just can't keep up with the maintenance and leasing. Bay Management Group is a local, full-service property management company handling single-family and multifamily properties in the Philadelphia area. They're on-call 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. They offer full leasing services, including tenant screening with a 1-year tenant warranty, move-in and move-out reports, maintenance, rent collection, eviction services, routine inspections, plus monthly and annual financial statements. You could move to Antarctica with confidence that your property is in great hands. Call Bay Management Group today to learn more or visit baymanagementgroup.com. That's baymgmtgroup.com. Bay Management Group, your premier management company.
This is Mike Missanelli. Tune in to hear Brian Westbrook and I break down the birds every Friday from 4 to 5 p.m. presented by my guys at Landis Block. Create your dream backyard online at landisbc.com.
Tune into the Fanatic the day after the Birds game for the Coach's Quotes. Brought to you by the Bay Management Group, your premier property management company. Specializing in multifamily and single-family rental properties. Visit mgmtgroup.com.
Hello?
Get off the phone, Mom.
Your phone is always with you. Download our app and don't miss a minute. 97.5, the Fanatic.
It is 6:46 here on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's going on, y'all? Devon Givens with you until 9. The 6 o'clock hour is brought to you by Family & Company Jewelers. Visit them on Route 70 in Marlton, New Jersey, or at familyjewelers.com, South Jersey's diamond destination, okay? 610-632-0975. We're talking about Nick Foles, the confidence level in your quarterback, openly saying that he does struggle and lose confidence. Do you like to hear that from your professional players? Let's go back to the phone. We go to Marcus in Lansdowne, and we have a few other people as well. Marcus, you're next on The Fanatic. How you doing, Mark?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. Thanks for taking my call.
Thank you.
Listen, man, only thing I have to say about it is he's a pro quarterback. I don't want to hear that you have a confidence problem. I'm a grown man in my life. I'm scared of a lot of things. But just what he said, keep it between your wife and God. When I have problems or I'm scared of something, I deal it with my wife. I don't let people know that I'm scared in the world and so they can use that against me. I want to hear he's a Super Bowl quarterback. I want to hear you about to win us another Super Bowl. I don't want to hear about you being scared and having problems.
But guess what, though, Mark? He was probably, at times, scared in that playoff run, and he did win you that Super Bowl.
And I can understand that, but that's something you keep to yourself. People use, when they know you got a weakness, they will use that against you.
I agree.
Keep that to yourself. Keep that to your wife, people that love you. You don't put it out here that people that's trying to tear your head off, you know, at the next game. You want to... We want to know that you can do this, not fall off and just cave. I mean, I just don't see it. I played football all my life, and when I had problems or I was hurt, I dealt with people that loved me. I don't let it out there for someone to be able to come back tomorrow and use it against me.
Well, I guess
That's all I guess. Thanks for taking my call.
You got it, Mark. Thanks, man. I guess, you know what? This is a different kind of cat, though. I think we all understand that where, listen, a lot of people have talked about, okay, he wants to go and be a starter elsewhere. He's going to make that money, right? How many times have we also said that he is the type of guy that might be okay with just being a backup because he loves it here? He loves the team. He loves the city. He loves Carson Wentz. He loves Doug Peterson. He might be all right with it. This is a different dude. Different dude. And he did win you that Super Bowl. So maybe he did have those confidence struggles issues at those points, but he found a way and got you through it. MJ in Northeast is next on The Fanatic. MJ.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. How are you?
I'm pretty good, thanks. So I work with pro athletes. I'm a mental strength coach. So this is a topic I'm really versed in, and I look forward to speaking about
it. Okay, let's go. Yep.
So with all due respect to the previous callers, what they're saying is right, but it's not the effective way of thinking. And what I mean by that is what we resist persists. And it's really sad that we live in a society where men don't feel like they can share what they're expressing, what they're feeling. And the reason why it's important is because when someone has a fear, fear is not a problem. Fear is an indicator to what's important. So if I fear not performing well is important. But if I resist that fear and I try to pretend it's not there and I don't want to talk about it, it doesn't go away. It turns into anxiety.
It builds up.
It turns into depression. It builds up. So the healthiest thing an athlete can do is to share what they're feeling. And the bigger the stage they share it on, the more of a release it is. Like, I speak in front of thousands of people. The first thing I do when I go up on stage is say, wow, I'm nervous. And immediately upon saying that, the nerves go away. When I'm walking into the ring with some of my fighters, if I ask them how they're doing and they don't tell me they're nervous, I know they got a problem. I know they're going to be tight. But as soon as they look at me and say, yeah, I'm nervous, man, I know they're loose. They're going to shake it out. Being afraid is not a bad thing. Go tell the guy, don't be afraid. Go hug the cutest little lion out there. We as men, we as a society, have got this whole thing backwards. We really do. And it's creating problems. It's creating psychological problems. It's putting the pharmaceutical companies in business, that's for sure. But it's hurting us. And the greatest thing an athlete can do is to be in the now. And in order to be in the now, that means you are in that place where you're not in the past, you're not in the future, you're not worried about the last play, you're not worried about the outcome of the game. I can't control what happened. I can't control the future. All my power is in the moment. And in order for me to perform at my best, I got to be real in the moment. I can say it, let it go, and here I am. I'm ready to go.
How often do you see when players do this, MJ, that it does come out and turn out to be a positive for them when they do, in fact, get back in the field to play?
Almost 100% of the time.
Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. Now, I don't know the context in which Nick Foles explained or shared that,
mm-hmm.
but if the athlete is doing it intentionally, you ever seen the movie 8 Mile?
Yeah.
Remember the scene at the end when Eminem was just like naming everything about himself
mm-hmm.
so that the other guy had no ammunition? It's the same thing. When you can just admit stuff, you can be free. But when you have to have a mask on and pretend you're not, you know, pretend you're confident, that stuff doesn't work. It might look good in the movies. It might look good in the commercials. But according to human psychology, it is an ineffective way of managing our emotions.
MJ, listen, thanks so much for sharing that. We really appreciate it. Again, as MJ just pointed out, you let things build on top and build on top. Yes, as he pointed out, you speak, you lean on Christ, Nick Foles I'm speaking of in this article, you lean on Christ and you speak to your wife, your best friend, and helps you get through it. What if, you know, some of the problems are with your best friend and you can't openly talk, but you try talking about it, you can't talk about it, and you take that with you until practice, or, you know, you try to avoid it, you try to get it away, and it won't go away. Then it's in the field of play. And as he pointed out, you are human. So what if it is that moment where you do start to think about your off-the-field problems, your everyday problems, even though you are a wealthy professional athlete and you are not supposed to have problems because you have money? We know that's not true. It's not the case. It happens. Kevin Love, multi-millionaire. DeMar DeRozan, bunch of money, success, all-stars, all kinds of stuff. They go through it just like anybody else. They do. And they're going to be attacked on the court just like anybody else. But just because it's out there doesn't mean you're necessarily going to find a weakness. You don't. Those guys have been able to go out there and do what they do for a long time and be successful. And many players have had the chance to do that, have succeeded. And again, you can't tell me that at some point, even though he was confident, maybe he doubted himself at times during the playoff run last year, Nick Foles, and he was still able to overcome and turn out to be on top and win that Super Bowl. Had to. We can look at him and say, he's just not right. He's not right now. He's not sharp. He'll be sharp, but he's not sharp. We think he'll be sharp. Come on, Doug, call something to get him going. We need to get, how many times we see get a layup. Markelle Fultz, go get a layup. Get to the free throw line. All right. Okay. I saw the ball go through the hoop a couple of times. Now I can knock down this 19-footer. Now I can knock down this 23-footer. Now I can take Paul George off the dribble and get to the basket. Certain things and certain levels that help you overcome certain things when it comes to that confidence and letting it get the best of you. 610-632-0975. Interesting conversation to start things off in the 6 o'clock hour. In the 7 o'clock hour, we'll keep the Foles conversation going, but we'll also mix in some Tampa Bay talk. The Bucks, couple of days away. Eagles kicked off the season 1 week ago tonight. They got the victory against the Falcons. They're going up against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. They hung 48 on the New Orleans Saints, but the Saints don't have the Eagles defense. How does that thing play out on Sunday? We'll talk about that a little more with Nick Foles, of course, under center. 610-632-0975. Your Foles confidence conversation. Plus, we'll get into the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, Philadelphia Eagles a little more in the 7 o'clock hour right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics, Eitan Shander, on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Fast is the nation's largest gig speed network. Beyond Fast is the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup. That means whether you're downloading big files, swiping credit cards, or emailing your sales team or customers, your business can go on even if the power goes out. When you're a business owner, you need speed and reliability. For a limited time, make the switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Just one more way you can take your business beyond. Get started with 150 megabit internet for just $89.95 per month when you add 4G LTE backup and one voice line. That's a $600 savings per year. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond Fast.
Offer ends 10-12-18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill Sports Betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800-GAMBLER.org.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
You started a DIY project at home. Then you realize convenience isn't always easy. The why in DIY doesn't mean why is this so hard. At ADT, we DIFY. Do it for you. We customize and install a secure smart home that you control from the palm of your hand or the sound of your voice. Smart security, designed and installed just for you with ADT. Visit ADT.com/smart to learn more. License information available at ADT.com. ADT. Real protection.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
Hey, Harry Mays here to talk about the fastest growing Dodge, Chrysler, Jeep, Ram dealer in the tri-state area. My friends at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Come see why so many South Jersey and Philly buyers are coming to Turnersville for great deals on new Jeeps, Ram pickups, Dodges, and Chryslers at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Now, I was down there, and I'll tell you, wait till you see their huge selection of new Wranglers, Cherokees, Grand Cherokees, and Ram pickup trucks at TurnersvilleJeep.com. They have over 600 cars and trucks on site to choose from. Go down there and ask for my main man, Ron Fina, at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Ron has spent over a decade building a reputation for exceptional customer service and giving customers the very best deal. Ron's a good dude. This is Harry Mays for TurnersvilleJeep.com, located on Route 42 in Turnersville. Check them out at TurnersvilleJeep.com. Oh, did I say TurnersvilleJeep.com?
Hey, guys, we all know how big of a deal it is to look good. Get ready. Something big is coming to JCPenney. I'm launching Shaquille O'Neal XLG exclusively for big and tall, only at JCPenney.
Come to the wardrobe sale and get 50% off select men's suits, separates, sport coats, and dress pants in-store and at JCP.com. Plus, save an extra 20% off with your JCPenney credit card and coupon or extra 15% off with any other method of payment.
JCPenney, style and value for all.
Pricing and coupon valid 9/13 and 9/23. Credit offer subject to credit approval. Exclusions apply. See store at JCP.com for coupon and details.
It's the little things, like her first goal of the season. That's my baby! Or scoring huge savings at the Peebles One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in! Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
You're world champions, man.
World champions.
You're world champions.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, the Fanatic.
Yeah!
WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia.
A Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast.
Philadelphia's football station.
Is the new norm, of course, right here, 97.5 The Fanatic, 7:02 on this Thursday night, just a few days away from game number two, week two of the NFL season for the Philadelphia Eagles, traveling to Tampa to take on the Bucs, and we know a lot is going on down south with the Hurricanes and the Carolinas and everywhere down there. So people, if you, well, if you have family down there, and if you are, because we do get people who call from Carolina, hope you, everyone is safe. Be careful if you have to evacuate, get out. And we have obviously our thoughts and prayers with your family as they do evacuate that area. A lot is expected. I already have family on the way up, just checked in with them. So everybody seems to be good, and I hope your family, friends, or you, if you're down there, hopefully you all are well and you are out of the way, and hopefully nothing bad happens to anyone, certainly. We're broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio, only from Comcast. Devon Gibbons, 7 o'clock hour, hanging out with you until 9. Joe Torti, he takes over at 9 o'clock. Had a blast with Joe yesterday and Tuesday as we did the 9 to 10 hour together during the start of his show. We'll do that going forward when we have the opportunity after the Sal Pal show, after Jaw show on Tuesday and Wednesday night. I'll run from 7 to 10 with Joe, or from 9 to 10, but 7 to 10 overall. So that was fun, and he'll be up at 9 o'clock. Always a great show. Sam Wilson is behind the glass producing the show. We're talking about Nick Foles and his confidence because he says he does struggle with it. And he opened up about it to NBC Sports Philadelphia, NBCSports.com, saying just that, that just because you have success, people expect you to always be on top of your game, and that's not the case because they are just like anybody else. They have problems, they have struggles, they have to fight through it. Do you like your quarterback or any player, but specifically the quarterback in this case, because we know how the position is, we know how important the quarterback is to your team, and we also know that he does have his ups and downs in terms of games, and that's kind of, we already knew it, but he told us again after the Super Bowl. He told us in this story on NBCSports.com that this is exactly the case, and we knew again about the Jekyll and Hyde nature of Nick Foles' game, where he can be 27-2 one year, then he can have an awful year the next, or from game to game, that's who Nick Foles is. He's an up and down quarterback. That's what it is. We know it. But he explained himself and why he is that way and how he fights through it. Do you like your quarterback opening up about this publicly, knowing that defenses and defensive coordinators like to pick things apart and find weaknesses in your player? 610-632-0975. We'll also get again into Tampa Bay against the Eagles on Sunday afternoon. Let's back to the phones. We go. Justin in South Jersey is on the Fanatic. Hey, Justin. Justin. Not ready. So we go to Anthony in Germantown to check in with him. Ant, you're on 97.5.
Yeah, can you hear me, boss?
Got you loud and clear, Ant.
Oh, yeah, man. You had a caller, early caller on, man. He hit the nail around their head, man, about how men try to hold things in and be all tough and macho.
Yeah, absolutely. I remember that one.
All right. This Nick Foles just revealed to everybody why he's so cool and calm and like, you know, why he don't really get upset about anything. Because he's honest with himself.
Yes. He can put it out there, and he's not worried about what people think for the most part.
Hey, and guess what he wanted to do when he finished football?
What's that?
He wanted to be a pastor.
Right.
He wanted to spread the gospel.
Yep, spread the word. He said it in the story, too, Ant, that he pointed out when he does have problems, he leans on Christ and talking to his wife.
It's helped me.
No question.
Anybody upset with Nick Foles or his so-called lack of confidence, they don't really understand sports at all.
Well, listen, man, thanks so much. Everybody's entitled to their opinion. That's why we bring something like this when it's out there. We bring it out into the open air and see how people feel about this, because oftentimes you don't want to know what's going on with them personally. You only care about what takes place in the field of play, whether that's on the field of turf for football and baseball, on the court, on the ice. That's all you care about as a sports fan, because you often have your struggles. You use sports as a way to get away from your own struggles, and you may not want to know about the struggles that are going on with your professional athletes. But then there are some, like we've had for the most part this show since we started at 6 o'clock, who do look at it and say, you know what? I like that he brought it up. I like that he was honest and shared exactly how he feels and how he fights through it, how he gets through it, just like I do. Just like you do, whatever it might be. 610-632-0975. Larry in Hatfield. He's next on 97.5. Larry.
What's up, Devon?
My man, Larry. How you been, man?
Let me tell you something about Nick Foles.
Tell me something about Nick Foles.
Look, in life, right? I'm a 66-year-old man, right? I know a lot of people. And the thing I don't like most about people is sometimes they're this way and sometimes they're that way. And they're not really real. To give Nick Foles credit, I guess a definition for me is he's a genuine dude, man. You can't help but like the guy because he's just so real, so genuine. What you see is what you get. And that's all I ever want out of people. And that's kind of all I want really out of athletes, is for people just to be real, man. No nonsense. This is who I am. I don't care if you like it or don't like it. This is who I am. Nick Foles is that dude, so I respect him a lot for the way he's willing to open up and tell people, this is who I am.
Now here's one thing, Larry, before you finish, here's one thing just to counter your point, and I agree with everything you said, but then there's also the counter of, as I mentioned earlier, Pat Egan brought up, after he struggled against the Atlanta Falcons, he heard, based on a guest that we had on the station, he heard, they said that, of course, he heard it and he took it personally, that so many people doubted him after the struggles he had at the end of the regular season and the first half of the Falcons game, and he got it together in the second half. But he's just like anybody else, too, where you do hear it, and it maybe motivates you a little more because you hear all the negative things that are being said about you.
You're not human if it doesn't change you, if it doesn't motivate you a little bit one way or the other. But that's the beauty of the whole thing. Mm-hmm. It's normality, man. It's normal to feel like that. But in the long run, he's a pretty level-headed dude.
Oh, he is.
What you said earlier might be true. This is a different dude.
He is. He's a different cat.
He might be happy being the backup and happy with the city. And I don't got enough money. I don't need much more. He might be that dude where most people aren't like that. He could be that guy.
He might be, Larry. Thanks for the call, man. I think we kind of know that he is that type of dude. He is. Would anybody be surprised if he took a deal with the Philadelphia Eagles to remain their backup? No. No. First of all, the family comes from money, so he has money. He's had a couple of contracts in the NFL. He has money. And if you know, again, the type of man that he is, He saved his money. So, yes, there's always more money to be made, but it doesn't define you as a person, nor does it define you as a player. He has a lot of money. He likes being here in Philadelphia. He is a legend forever in this town because of what he did by winning that Super Bowl. And as Sam Wilson points out, especially his relationships with the players on the team. Carson Wentz, the head coaches, some of the other players that are also there, they all get along. This is a family atmosphere. They all get along. They like each other. They're always pumping each other up, talking about each other in the best way possible, uplifting each other. I would not be surprised at all if Nick Foles decided, even if, and we already thought that the Cleveland Browns, based on the stories that we got around draft time, tried to trade for him. The Birds went to Nick Foles. He said no because he wanted to remain here. Maybe he didn't want to play for the Cleveland Browns because they're the Browns and they stink. And he was, you know, he already been through that with the Rams. Why do it again? Maybe there's an opportunity with a better team, better opportunity, and he could go out there and be the starter. But he decides, you know what? Nope, I love it here. My wife loves it here. We're going to raise our child here, and we're going to stay here. Maybe he goes back to Texas, whatever it might be, but he's going to end his career as long as he can here in Philadelphia. Would not surprise me one bit. 610-632-0975. Confidence. Nick Foles opened up about his confidence and his struggles with it. Do you like your quarterback or any professional athlete openly talking about their struggles on the field of play? Because sometimes the opposition can use that against them, and maybe, just maybe, it doesn't work out in your team's favor. 610-632-0975. Brody in Manayunk joins us on 97.5. How you doing, man?
Good. How about yourself, buddy?
Good, thank you.
Awesome. So this whole Nick Foles thing, I'm literally, like, I just left work, so I haven't had, like, a chance to actually read the article yet, and I heard it first from you that he said this.
Mm-hmm.
And my whole theory on this whole, like, regardless of being a professional athlete, like, at the end of the day, Nick Foles is a human being, just like you or I. We deal with this stuff all the time, being like, am I confident enough? Am I good enough at my job? Or am I good enough at quarterback? Like, I deal with this on a regular basis, me personally, because I suffer from depression, anxiety, all those things. So I constantly question, like, am I good enough at this? So for him to come out and say that he lacks confidence, I don't think there's anything more confident than that. To be like, especially to like an almost complete stranger, be like, hey, there's times where like, I don't think I can hack it in the NFL, or I'm just a little down on myself. So for him to say that is absolutely outstanding, I think, personally.
So you don't mind it? You don't mind it if you dig deeper into it, Brody, where, again, when we talked about it earlier, we had the opposition, defenses, they see something like this and they want to attack and try to get to him and mess up his mental state in game so they can get that win.
Yeah, no, I get that. But at the same time, it's kind of like by him coming out and saying that, he's almost taking that weapon away from them. Because I believe a caller actually made like an 8 Mile reference to that earlier.
Yes, that was actually the mental strength coach that called in.
Yeah. And for him to say that, it's like, cool, say that, like, I stink or, like, I'm not that great. Because guess what? There's times where I already feel that way about myself. So I feel like that's kind of like, I mean, it could also be like a double-edged sword if you look at it that way. But me, I think it's like taking that weapon away from them. Essentially by being like
neutralizing them a little bit.
Yes.
By putting it out there and saying, hey, I have this thing that I do, but I bet you do too. So I'm saying it publicly. This way you can't even use it against me. Brody, thanks so much, man. That was pretty interesting the way you broke that down as a neutralizing thing with the opposition. Never thought of it like that. Not every defensive player or not every defensive coordinator will buy into that part of it. They still might be able to use it and lean. But interesting take nonetheless by Brody and Manion. 610-632-0975. 1-800-919-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock here on The Fanatic. Talking about Nick Foles and his confidence as he's opened up, saying he does have confidence issues at times. How does he get through it? He gets through it just like anybody else. Some do it one way. He does it through Christ and speaking with his wife, and that helps him out. And I'm sure, again, he had those confidence issues during the Super Bowl run, but he got through it. Got us our first title here in town for the Eagles, of course, and we'll never forget him for it. Do you like your quarterback or any professional athlete, your player, openly talking about they struggle with confidence in the field of play? 610-632-0975, and we do want to get into some Tampa Bay Eagles conversation as well. We'll get into that as we keep going on here until 9 o'clock. But let's go to Flower Town and Mike next on The Fanatic. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Jay. How you doing, buddy?
What's up, Mike?
Over the years, I was always a Nick Foles guy, you know. And you know what? Nobody could believe me, you know. And then when Chip Kelly traded him, you know, right after the Saints game when he got hurt, I couldn't believe it, you know. So I never thought that he got a really good shot with the Eagles, you know.
Yeah,
so,
Chip was a different kind of coach we've come to realize. Now maybe Nick Foles, Mike, was never going to be the player that had that 27-2 type of year, but maybe he could have been something. Who knows? But listen, I like him as a backup, Mike.
And I was always like, that was our quarterback, and they traded him away.
I never felt that way, Mike. I didn't.
No, I did, but you know what?
I liked him, didn't love him.
Yeah, but the thing is, after this Tampa Bay game, whether we win or lose, Carson Wentz is our quarterback, you know?
Oh, no question.
I believe in him. And, you know, the Nick Foles thing is, but I can't believe that Nick Foles, but you know what? Because of the media and everything, but you know what? Nick Foles had a good arm, and he always was reluctant, you know, and then it takes him a little while to warm up, but Nick Foles finishes the game, believe me. And you know, when the first year with Carson Wentz, he couldn't finish. And I couldn't say, hey, come on, what's going on?
Well, yeah, Nick Foles
used to finish all the time.
Well, Mike, thanks for the call. I wouldn't say all of the time. He had the 27-2 year, which was fantastic, but I wouldn't say all of the time. In Carson Wentz's first year, that was his rookie year, so you have to go through those growing pains as a first-year quarterback, especially not getting enough work in training camp and in the preseason, because he got hurt in preseason. In training camp, he was the third quarterback at that point behind Bradford and Chase Daniel, so he didn't get as much work as everyone else. But when he got in there, he showed some signs. They started off hot. We were looking at them saying, oh, Doug Peterson and Carson Wentz, we've got something here. Then they ended up with the 7-9 record, and we saw some problems, maybe some cracks in Doug Peterson. But we ultimately came back around with him because he shows some things that we really love. Carson Wentz was the MVP before he went down against the Los Angeles Rams. So young players, it takes time. It takes time. So, I mean, listen, he came back around. Nick Foles, he needs the right system, just like a lot of quarterbacks need the right system, just like a lot of players need the right system, period. And he was able to thrive through that. He's had confidence issues in the past. He almost retired because he did lose his confidence. We heard that story plenty of times, plenty of times. I guess the only thing is this is different because we've never heard it in season, especially so early in the season after he had a tough week one going into this game. Maybe I've already said it. After the first week, I said it. I think he's going to come out and light Tampa Bay up. And I know a lot of people have shared the same sentiment here on the station all week long. All week long. And I think that's going to be the case. He's going to find his rhythm. They're going to make sure he has some plays that he's going to be effective with. And it's going to be a good week number two for the Eagles against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Is that a confidence thing? Yeah, at some point, because once you see those wide receivers catch the football again, get those yards after the catch. The running back, same thing out of the backfield. The offensive line, get that extra block because they made that extra effort to not allow you to get hit, Nick Foles, to stand in that pocket, move around in the pocket maybe if you need to find some area where you can be successful for your team. And he never really looks rattled. It's just, as he says it, it's him. It's not really everyone else. It's him. Verdon in Philly is on 97.5. Verdon. Verdon. Okay, not ready. We'll go back to them at some point. But, again, I think, since we're going to kind of transition to Tampa Bay anyway, I think that confidence will be there in game number two against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because they're going to figure some things out. They've already watched the tape. They've had the extra days off. They've seen Tampa Bay and what they did to put 48 up on the New Orleans Saints. Again, the Eagles' defense is way better than the Saints' defense. It is the home opener for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. I got that. Got it. But Eagles' defense travels well. They have problems. Not problems. They have a big test with Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, and even Chris Godwin. Year number two, local guy, Penn State receiver. You always root for those guys, just not this week against the Philadelphia Eagles. They have a nice trio of weapons, two good tight ends, and Ryan Fitzpatrick, who's coming off of a confidence booster type of game where he put up four touchdowns. And for all the people who are out there killing Ryan Fitzpatrick, saying he can't do this, he can't do that, it was arguably the best game of his life. I think Baldy said that earlier. But he's had success. Let's think about 2-3 years ago with the Jets. He was rolling with Brandon Marshall and Eric Decker. He was lighting up the league. So much so that he held out the next year because they wouldn't pay him. They needed him. He won. He got the big contract, albeit a one-year deal. Because he was that good the year before. He had leverage. Confidence. He had it from day one all the way to the end of the season. Rolled into that year number two, held out. They tried to balk. They couldn't. Give that man his money. He's coming off of, again, a confidence booster game. No Jameis Winston. Goes up in New Orleans. Bad defense. Light them up. Comes back to Tampa Bay. Now you feel good about yourself. Maybe we can win this home opener. Get this W. Let's get into a little bit of Tampa Bay Eagles on the other side. 610-632-0975. We'll give you some of the updates in terms of injuries, both on the Buccaneers side and the Eagles side. Who practiced, who did not? We'll share some of that when we come back again. 610-632-0975. Sam Wilson is producing the show. I'm Devon Givens. We're here on The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. Household Methodology and FCA segmentation of Conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 and charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
Paying more for paint
doesn't make it better paint. It just makes it more expensive. The Home Depot carries some of the highest quality paint brands in America, but you'd never know it by the price, like top-rated Behr Premium Plus, starting at only $26.98 a gallon. Look around. You can always find a higher price, but you won't find better paint. Quality paint, lower price, now with 100% satisfaction guarantee. Only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. U.S. only, see store for details.
It's the little things, like her first goal of the season. That's my baby! Or scoring huge savings at the Peebles One Big Sale. Because Friday through Sunday, the more you buy, the more you save. Buy one item, get 40% off. Buy two, get 50% off. Buy three or more, and you'll score 60% off. Plus, our Super Blowout Doorbuster gets you an extra 70% off already reduced prices on shoes, beauty, and more. Hurry in! Peebles. Little things mean everything. Peebles is part of our Sage family. Offer exclusions apply.
Well, with fall approaching, it's time to replace your old drafty windows and doors before another cold winter season rolls in. But if the cost of sending your kids back to school is causing you to put off your project just a little longer, my friends at Guided Door and Window might have a solution to your problem. In addition to receiving 20% off on windows and doors, Guided will allow you to start your project today with no money down and take up to 3 years to pay it off interest-free once the job is expertly installed. So you'll be able to start enjoying all the benefits of new, highly energy-efficient windows and doors. You'll get an increased comfort level in your home and lower monthly energy bills while you take advantage of 20% savings. And you get the luxury of paying off your project interest-free. Free for up to 36 months. But you must act now. This offer for a limited time only. Restrictions apply. For full details, call Guided today and schedule a free, no obligation in-home estimate. The number's 1-877-GO-GUIDA or online at goguida.com. That's go, G-U-I-D-A.com.
The legendary singer-songwriter Van Morrison returning to Philly for the first time in over a decade, performing all his hits. Joining him is Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. See them all at the Outlaw Music Festival. Van Morrison, Saturday, September 15th at BB&T Pavilion with Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
It's a tie game. The game comes down to this. And here's the snap.
That's the sound football fans live for. At the stadium, the bar, even on the couch. And this year, there's a new name to add to that list. William Hill, America's number one sportsbook. Now taking bets in New Jersey. Download the William Hill sports betting app or bet online at williamhill.com.
Touchdown!
The world bets with William Hill. 21 plus only. Must be physically present in New Jersey. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit 800GAMBLER.org.
It's no secret the way we shop and where we shop is changing. Sometimes the adventure of shopping is half the fun. At Berlin Farmers Market on Clementon Road in Berlin, shopping still is an exciting adventure. Come and see the newly upgraded facilities. 75 indoor stores, 500 outdoor vendors on the weekend, family fun night every Friday evening with activities and events, plus a great variety of restaurants and food options. Berlin Farmers Market truly has something for everyone. Open Thursday through Sunday. Berlin Farmers Market, where shopping is an adventure.
Are you riled up? When you get riled up, you need to vent. You need to get comfortable. The summer season is coming to an end. Time to get ready for winter. Make sure your comfort system is ready for the next season. Proper ventilation with Southwark Ductwork is available at Riley Sales. Riley is the place HVAC pros go to get the Southwark that makes your system tight. Southwark and Riley have been supplying the HVAC trade for generations. Go to RileySales.com. R-I-L-E-Y sales.com. We'll recommend a pro that will get the job done right.
Don't miss the Fall RV Show and Sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets Exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Riverside
and all of Burlington County.
97.5. The Fanatic.
.97.5, the Fanatic. Devon Givens with you here until 9 o'clock. Let me tell you about the 5K a day cash contest. 97.5, the Fanatic will be giving you a chance to win $1,000. Listen next week for details on how to enter to win. That's brought to you by Family Chrysler, Dodge, Jeep, Ram, and Roofing Nation. Again, there's never anything wrong with one grand that you didn't have coming to you, really. So just listen. Make sure you listen out for the 5K a day contest right here on 97.5 The Fanatic, 610-632-0975. Now, with the Birds and the Bucks next, well, this weekend, Sunday coming on up. It's getting closer. It's been a long time. Started off the season 1 week ago tonight, getting that 18-12, a weird score, 18-12 victory over the Atlanta Falcons. Now, the whole thing is the bounce back. The bounce back, week number two, you keep it going, right? A lot of power rankings still have you at number one, despite the fact that the game wasn't that strong offensively. You didn't see all of the things being lit up offensively, the defense lighting up the defense, but your defense was strong. Right? Your defense was strong last week. Can they travel, as we talk about, can they travel to Tampa and slow down what looks like, at least after week one, a high-powered offense with those weapons and Mike Evans, DeSean Jackson, Chris Godwin, the tight ends. They have stuff. They have stuff. The Eagles did a nice job against Julio Jones, Mohamed Sanu, and Calvin Ridley, those three receivers. Okay? Did a nice job. Julio got 11 catches, I believe, somewhere along that line. Didn't get any end zone, though. When the Falcons needed it most, the Eagles were able to shut it down. So, how do you look to defend that trio, again, of wide receivers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers in Tampa this weekend? They are very good. Very, very good. Similar to what we saw with the Atlanta Falcons. Ryan Fitzpatrick is not Matt Ryan, but he did have a better week than Matt Ryan, big time, last week. Last night, during Jaws' show, I heard him say to one of his guests, I can't remember who it was on the show last night, maybe it was Vince Papale when they were talking early on in the program, where he said the Eagles' secondary is arguably the best in the NFL. The best in the NFL. Big test this weekend with Evans, Jackson, and Godwin. Where do you stand on defending these wide receivers? And again, we'll give you the lay down on what's going on with practice and health for both the Eagles and the Buccaneers. One, DeSean Jackson, he's on that list where it comes to the concussion. He had 2 touchdowns last week, a big week. You know he's not going to miss this game this weekend. Is he? Will he? How afraid are you of those wide receivers for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers? Or are you not because you are that confident in your secondary, as Jaws calls them, arguably the best secondary in the NFL? 610-632-0975. We have not forgotten about the Nick Foles confidence conversation, and neither has Jim in Downingtown. He checked in with us, so he jumps in right now on 97.5. Hey, Jim.
Hey, Devon. How you doing tonight?
Good, man. How are you?
Good. So a couple points on this. My first point is kind of the human element. I think it's so important for guys like Nick Foles and Brian Dawkins, as we heard recently, to weigh in on their struggles and the confidence and the depression. And, you know, Brian Dawkins kind of talked to how seriously ugly it can get being in a depressive state like that. And I think it really opens up the dialogue for people who have dealt with it to, you know, talk about their friends and family, because on the exterior, you look at it and you go, you know, well, what does Nick Foles or what does Brian Dawkins have any reason to be depressed about? You know, these guys are universally loved. While we might know Nick Foles a little bit about his play, he won us our Super Bowl and everyone loves him for that. But these guys still struggle with issues. And it kind of opens it up to where, you know, you're talking to your friends or you're talking to your family, and on the exterior, everything might look okay and everything's going all right, but you might have these issues.
Right.
And it really humanizes it for us. My second point is a sports point, which is a little hypocritical and a little double-edged sword. At the same time, you don't want to see any fault in the armor with these guys when they're out on the field. You don't, you know, want to give their opponents any advantage or, you know, see any way they can get to dig in to where maybe if you get a big play on the guy, you shoot his confidence a little bit.
No, you're absolutely right. And again, Jim, it goes the other way too as well, right? Yeah, no doubt about it. You have somebody who's supremely confident out there, let's say a defensive back, and you go up against him and you get two or three catches and you get a big play down the field, all of a sudden his confidence is shot, right? So it goes both ways when it comes to this particular subject.
Exactly. And, you know, there's that point, but I think the more important point one for everyone as a whole is to put a face on this and, you know, to make it real and to see that it's not, you know, a result of what you have going on in life and everything's going well. It's a mental health issue. And I think that's more important really than, you know, the game on the field. But again, we hold them up to a higher standard. We don't want to hear it.
Yep, because you know what? We want them to take us away from our problems that we have, Jim. And that's what
exactly.
We don't want to hear about theirs. Listen, man, thanks so much for the call. 610-632-0975. Lavi on Twitter. This was about 41 minutes ago when MJ, the mental strength coach from the Northeast, called in. And Lavi jumped in and says, "What we resist persists. Hashtag brilliant." Nelson Aguilar shared his feelings and came back a different man and receiver. MJ is so right. And Raymond at Ray_Gonzalez73 totally agree with the last call of MJ, albeit 45 minutes ago. He hit it right on. So a lot of love for MJ, the, again, mental strength coach from earlier in our show, where he called in to talk about, because he helps out in these ways. He helps out with professional athletes when it comes to the mental strength of how they approach the game, how they approach everyday life, and trying to succeed in both everyday life and as in their profession. 610-632-0975. Ralph in the Northeast is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Ralph.
How you doing? I thought I was on with Mike Missanelli. I'm watching the television here. I didn't know it was a rerun here.
Oh, yeah. Mike was on from 2 to 6, Ralph.
That's all right. But anyway, I'll talk to you.
I appreciate it.
He's talking about Dave Kapler being, should be exonerated from. I think Kapler is the reason this team hasn't done anything. I really do. And last night after the game, he says there's variables in the dugout, in the locker room, that makes this team better. I don't know what the variables are. They can hit. They got the most errors in baseball. The team is the most undisciplined team that I've seen. And I've been watching this game since 1948. Before Ashburn brought it.
Well, you know what, Ralph? Listen, we know that Kapler has had his struggles this year as a first-year manager, especially when he relies so heavily on the analytics and maybe allows it to get in the way of just the instinctual nature of him being a baseball man for a long time and recognizing it and being around different situations. You rely on numbers too much. Now, when you say you put it solely on him, here's why I'll disagree. This roster was not built to do what they did this year. I would put in part a lot of the credit to him for getting them to the number that they are right now. Now, they've fallen apart at the end because they weren't supposed to be here. Now, we changed expectations along the way because they had a very nice run and we thought they were going to be able to make the postseason because it was there for them. And they have then faltered. What did they lost? 5 in a row where they've had an opportunity to take some of these games against these teams. They spit it up. They were not ready, Ralph. And maybe he wasn't ready for the moment either. But this is where I'm not exonerating him from everything, as you said, Mike pointed out, Ralph. But I'm not also going to blame him for it all because I think he's done some nice things for this team as well.
People say that. The only reason why we were up where we were at was because the pitching staff was terrific in the first half of the season. And right. That's with 1, 2, 3 runs, we got to where we were at.
Mm-hmm.
After that, after the All-Star break, or after they got in first place, I guess the guys got tired, and they were giving up 2, 3, 4 runs a game, and we couldn't get that. We couldn't hit him. I don't know why he didn't get rid of the hitting coach and bring somebody in, because these guys are undisciplined. They swing, it's like Nick Williams did the other night. They walked 2 guys to load the bases. First pitch comes in, he swings, pops it up to the infield, the inning's over. and we lose the game, not just because of him, but because there's no discipline in what they do. I don't see their failing as
You know what? You know what, Ralph? You know what? Thanks for the call, man. That's something that they'll evaluate in the offseason. They're not going to do that in season, especially, again, when the team is not completed. This team is not complete. They don't know who they are yet. They have moves to make to try to improve the ball club in the offseason. Manny Machado, Harper, on and on and on. Can they do something in the offseason to improve this baseball team after having a season in which none of us really expect it? 610-632-0975 on the other side. Finally, we'll give you some updates on what or who has missed some practice time this week, or at least today, for the Eagles and the Buccaneers. Some key names out there. We'll talk about it on the other side. 610-632-0975. How about that? Some Phillies talk. Blaming the manager. You know he's going to get a lot of blame, right? Blaming the manager. Why are you blaming the manager? You going to blame it all on him? It's not all on him. Yes, he's made some mistakes, but it's not all on that man. They get back at it tomorrow against the Marlins. Hopefully they can snap this streak and try to find a way to get end the season on a good note right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party. Starring Trey Thomas, Stephon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy Dollar Dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino. Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station. 97.5 The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is Jason Martinez for Conkerville Nissan. At Conkerville Nissan, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Nissan, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. September is your month to drive a new Nissan, like a 2018 Nissan Rogue S all-wheel drive for just $189 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1925, or a 2018 Nissan Sentra SV, just $139 per month for 36 months with total due at start of $1875, or buy any new Nissan with 0% financing for 60 months. Also, September is truck month at Conkerville Nissan. Go to 202nissan.com and check out the amazing deals they have on trucks like the Titan. Conkerville Nissan on Route 202 South in Glen Mills. Online at 202nissan.com. That's 202nissan.com. Tax, tags, and title extra prior sales excluded. Rogue S selling price $26,365. VIN number JC764857. Sentra SV selling price $20,360. VIN number JY273004. Vehicle must be in stock and delivery taken by October 1st, 2018. This is Jason Martinez, and let me tell you about my friends at Bank of America. We all struggle with major financial questions. Can I afford to buy or lease a new car? What's the best way to save for my next vacation? These are really hard questions that require serious answers. Whether you have questions about saving, spending, or anything in between, Bank of America's experienced financial specialists are here for you, proudly serving Philadelphia. Schedule an appointment today at bankofamerica.com/conversation.
I'm Brian from 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Two guys? You came with just two guys?
All you have to do is point.
It took six men to get that in here. What? But
all you have to do is point, sir.
What's going on in here? Hey, where's the...
I just pointed at it, and it...
We make junk disappear. Anytime.
Anywhere. Call 1-800-GOT-JUNK.
Or visit 1-800-GOT-JUNK.com.
Birds fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite. on us.
With the new Express Sports football and car racing from the Pennsylvania Lottery, you can play your favorite sports at participating retailers, bars, and restaurants. Make your picks on your play slip, like touchdown pass on the third play, or the first three cars across the finish line, and watch the fast-paced, lifelike action on the big screen. With drawings for cash prizes every 5 minutes, there's never a dull moment. Come on.
Express Sports from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Compete from your seat.
Players must be 18 or older. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
When it rains, it pours. And it has been relentless recently. If your roof hasn't been up to the challenge, call Roofing Nation now. Protect your precious home for as little as $99 a month. Seeing stains on the ceiling, or worse, drips or warped wallboards? And what you don't see could be damaging your home structure. You can't afford to wait, because a new Roofing Nation roof is more affordable than ever at just $99 a month and 50% off on all roofing. We will even throw in free gutters as a bonus. Even at this incredibly low price, you're still getting a top-of-the-line roofing system from the same local company with a nationwide reputation for quality products and workmanship, Window Nation. Now's the time to replace that old roof before it does serious damage to your home. Roofing Nation guarantees you a top-of-the-line roofing system, including lifetime shingles, lifetime warranties, and more, starting as low as $99 a month. 50% off and free gutters. Can't get much better than that. Low prices, same great roof, expedited installation, and peace of mind that it's done right the first time. Call now, 833-4-NATION, or visit roofingnation.com. Again, 833-4-NATION, or roofingnation.com. This is Jason Mertitus for Conkerville Subaru. At Conkerville Subaru, they know that each customer that comes through the door has their own story, and respecting that goes a long way. At Conkerville Subaru, they take the time to listen and help every customer find the exact right vehicle for their lives. Going on now at Conkerville Subaru, pick your ride and pick your payment. For example, lease a 2018 Subaru Impreza 2.0i for as low as $96 per month for 36 months, $3,000 due at lease signing, or buy with 0% interest. Plus, every customer gets a lifetime powertrain warranty. Hurry in before September 30th for the Conkerville Subaru Pick Your Ride and Pick Your Payment. Coming in just a few months is the brand new state-of-the-art Subaru showroom. If you love the Subaru brand, you will love this new showroom. It's beautiful. Conkerville Subaru. Visit 202subaru.com for inventory. That's 202subaru.com. Conkerville cares. Call 888-351-6493 for lease details.
If you win the Mega Millions jackpot, you can do anything, like take your friends out for Japanese food in Japan. With $227 million up for grabs, anything can happen in Jersey.
Join the Fanatic at Arden Credit Union at 1500 Spring Garden Street this Saturday from 10:30 to 12:30 for a chance to win station prizes, game tickets, and a chance to meet Philly basketball player T.J. McConnell. That's this Saturday at Arden Credit Union on Spring Garden. Go to the events page at 975thefanatic.com for more details.
.97.5 The Fanatic. Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. Joe Torti Show coming up then, carrying you until 12 o'clock. 610-632-0975 as we talk about the Philadelphia Eagles, specifically Nick Foles and his confidence. Then we got into some of the game on Sunday against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. And we just had a call from Ralph about the Phillies because he was watching Mike's show. So if you do see something on, of course, not if you see something, if you see Mike's show on NBC Sports Philadelphia, the replay, he's not on right now. It's you and I. You hear us. Sam Wilson is here. I am here. We're not on TV. We don't look like Mike, Tyrone, and Natalie. We're different. We love them, but we're different. 610-632-0975 on Twitter, Elbow Shaferi. Interesting matchup this Sunday between a capable quarterback lacking in confidence and a journeyman quarterback with far too much confidence in his lackluster skills. Eagles 48, Bucks 6 on Sunday. A rout in Tampa Bay, according to Elbows Shaferi on Twitter. Rout, 48-6. I know a lot of people have been saying this is going to be a blowout, and I said it too. Again, after the game last week, I said that Nick Foles and the offense will get things going, get their rhythm going, get things back together in game number two against Tampa. Now, I didn't expect Tampa to go out and put 48 on the New Orleans Saints. The Saints' defense is not that great. They have some individual players on that side of the football who are very good, very talented. But I didn't see 48 coming from them. So it does open your eyes a little bit and change how you view the game coming up on Sunday just a bit, because you have to respect the fact that they did put up 48 points on a Super Bowl contender, as many of us have had the New Orleans Saints before the season started. So we can't overlook them. Are we getting a little bit too confident? Are we ignoring the 48 that they put up on the Saints? Are you getting a little bit too confident? I don't know. 610-632-0975. We're talking about exactly that. Confidence with Nick Foles. It seems like a lot of people. Look at what Elbow Shafari said. Interesting matchup this Sunday between a capable quarterback lacking in confidence and a journeyman quarterback with far too much confidence in his lackluster skills. He did help put up 48 on the Saints, though, on the road. Eagles 48, Bucks 6. Again, that's Elbows Shafari. A little bit too much confidence there? A little bit? Maybe. 610-632-0975. We do want to talk about Nick Foles and his confidence, but we do have Frank and Cherry Hill hanging on. He wanted to jump in on the Phillies conversation before we get back to Foles. So let's go to Frank next on the Fanatic. Hey, Frank.
Hey, great show. I love your show.
Thank you, man.
I wanted to give a couple points about what I think is the Phillies' problem. And I think it's too early to say it's the manager, although I think he's done a couple bonehead things.
I agree. Exactly what I said to Ralph.
Things, but I think the overall managers don't add too much. But I think if you're going to blame someone, I blame Klentak. I mean, before the season started, they signed Carlos Santana, okay? So Carlos Santana, I think they way overpaid him. I think he hasn't had a great year. And they moved a budding star from first base to left field.
Right.
And if you look at his numbers, and I'm a baseball guy, but I look at his numbers, his WAR is 2.1, which is okay, but his defensive WAR is horrible. It's like negative 0.7. So he's a horrible defensive left fielder, and he's, that's taking away from his game.
Yeah, and the funny thing is, real fast, Frank, the funny thing is, as you talk about blame Klentak, Santana's probably going to have to come back next year because of the contract, right? So you Jason Stark mentioned it when he was on with Mike, I believe, the other day. You're probably going to, at least right now, have to count him in as if he's going to be part of the team.
Absolutely. I mean, the smart baseball thing would be to get rid of him because he makes the whole team worse. But the thing is, they signed him such a huge contract.
Right.
You got to keep him for at least one more year.
Yes.
You know? I mean, I think, a lot of general managers would have passed on getting a guy like Hamels and stuff. So I'm not going to sort of bury him for that because, the guy wasn't having a great year. He's 34. I would have signed him just because I think a change of scenery is a good thing for a lot of players. And I think he would have given...
He would have been rejuvenated again because seen what he's doing with the Cubs. I mean, the fact that he would have been here in Philadelphia, he would have got kickstarted again a little bit at least. Maybe it would have helped out in a few of those games before they went on the tailspin.
Oh, yeah. And real quick point on Eagles real quick?
Yes.
Oh, Darren Sproles, huge game. I'm predicting he has 90 yards, a kick return. He does something magical. That's book it. That's going to happen.
He did miss practice today, though, there, Frank. You a little worried about that, or are you just saying, it's Darren Sproles, he'll be fine?
No, he'll be dancing. He'll be okay.
All right, you got it, man. Appreciate it. Darren Sproles. Darren Sproles, hamstring. Shelton Gibson, knee. We're not practicing at the start of the session earlier. Both popped up reading NBCSports.com. They popped up on the injury report Wednesday, listed as limited participants. And we'll see what happens with them since they did not get a lot of work in earlier. Bucks, Jason Pierre-Paul, formerly of the New York Giants. We're very familiar with him. DeSean Jackson, really familiar with him. Both participating during the portion of practice where the media were able to watch it, but they did not see cornerback Brent Grimes, and that could be troublesome for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers because Vernon Hargreaves, IR, he's out, and now Brent Grimes, your other starting quarterback, cornerback, groin, missing practice. That may not bode well for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Now you say, Devon, well, who do we have out there wide receivers? No Alshon Jeffrey, but Nick Foles was not great. He missed Mike Wallace last week once on a deep ball. Nelson Aguilar got a lot of action underneath. 8 catches, not a lot of yards. Couldn't turn up the field for those yards after the catch. But the way that the Atlanta Falcons play defense with their cover three, they make sure you do not get that type of extra yardage, which Nelson Agholor thrives in that slot position. So maybe things can be a little bit different against the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, especially when you have possibly a rookie starting at corner. And again, Drew Brees picked that right apart last week. Nick Foles is not Drew Brees, but they do have the same amount of Super Bowls. All right, I'm not getting carried away. I'm just saying. 610-632-0975. It doesn't hurt when you have a rookie cornerback on the other side that you can possibly pick on just a little bit. Just a little bit to get that confidence going. We'll talk about Foles' confidence on the other side, what the Eagles did in missing certain guys in practice today, and what their availability is this weekend against the Tampa Bay Bucks. 610-632-0975, the 8 o'clock hour on the other side, right here on The Fanatic.
This is 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torty, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic.
An individual cancer cell is too small to see. A proton, even smaller. But shooting a proton into a cancer cell? That's huge. That's proton therapy. And at Penn Medicine, that's 360 tons of advanced nuclear physics. The largest proton therapy center on Earth, focused on the smallest of targets. Attacking tumors with pinpoint precision in the places they're hardest to reach, near vital organs like the lungs and the brain, with the potential for less tissue damage and fewer harmful side effects. Destroying cancer and restoring life. The Roberts Proton Therapy Center at Penn Medicine's Abramson Cancer Center. It's one more reason why your life is worth Penn Medicine. Discover how proton therapy is changing lives at PennMedicine.org/proton.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350 3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 and charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
At Charmin, we heard you shouldn't talk about going to the bathroom in public, so we decided to sing about it.
Charmin booty smile. I got a Charmin booty smile. My ultra-star. I got a Charmin booty smile. Rising ear to ear, the CP's magnifique. Charmin ultra-soft, so cozy. I'm grinning cheek to cheek. Charmin booty smile.
Charmin Ultra Soft is softer than ever. Enjoy the go with Charmin.
Back to school basics from Staples. Today's lesson, ancient history. Staples has your back-to-school essentials in stock and always at low prices. And when everything you need for school is guaranteed to be in stock, that back-to-school list quickly becomes, you guessed it, ancient history. Get your degree in back-to-school shopping today at your local Staples, the back-to-school specialty store, where everything you need for school is in stock, guaranteed.
In-store only. Ends 9/22/18. Exclusions apply. See staples.com/back-to-school-in-stock for details.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience. who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
The Fix Finder tool from AutoZone is a source of relief. Because when your check engine goes, our Fix Finder goes. No matter what your problem is, our Fix Finder will help you troubleshoot it. For some, it's just a loose gas cap. For others, an O2 sensor. So you can kiss that yellow light goodbye and go. It's the free Fix Finder from AutoZone. It's just one more way AutoZone helps you do more. Because doing more is what we do best. So visit any of our 5,500 AutoZone locations nationwide today. See store for details.
Get in the zone, AutoZone.
Now T-Mobile has unlimited for the rest of us. And it starts as low as $30 per line for 4 lines. Because there are unlimited ways to use your phone, and T-Mobile wants you to enjoy every last one of them. So if you want to send everyone you know a cute puppy gif each morning, or have the family snap countless selfies on vacation, or even watch your friends live stream their attempts at this week's latest viral dance move, now you can. Go do what makes you, you. Go find new ways to share with others. Go capture moments that can't be recreated. Get unlimited for everyone now starting as low as $30 per line for 4 lines from T-Mobile. Call 1-800-T-Mobile or visit a store to get unlimited today.
During congestion, users on this plan may notice speeds lower than other users and further reduction if using more than 50 gigs per month. Video streams at 480p with AutoPay plus taxes and fees. Unlimited data while on our network.
Sports voice of the new Philadelphia, 97.5, The Fanatic. WPEN Burlington, Philadelphia, a Beasley Media Group station.
This is our new north.
Broadcasting from the Xfinity Studios, only from Comcast. Philadelphia's football station.
Yes, 801-97.5, The Fanatic, the 8 o'clock hour here, broadcasting from the Xfinity Studio. Only from Comcast, Devon Givens. Final hour as we hand things over to Joe Torti at 9 o'clock. Sam Wilson doing a great job as always producing the show. You guys contributing, 610-632-0975. I had a funny tweet. I got to tell you about this one, Sam. This was pretty funny. I had a funny tweet. Let me see. Let me look at my notifications before we get back to the phones. Everybody, hang on. We'll get right to you in a second. It was from some guy. When I was doing a pregame show last week with Trey and Jason from the Sugar House, Fishtown Hops, you were there as well. Eitan Shander. Also, there was a guy named, what's his name, Bill, at MM Newcomb on Twitter. He has said, someone tell Devon not to cut into the middle of the conversation with the phone number. It's not necessary to cut someone off just to shout it out. We all know the number. All caps, we all know the number. First of all, not everyone knows the number. Secondly, I only do that. First of all, I only give out the number during a pregame show because it was week number one. People want to talk about it. And it was on a Thursday night, not a Sunday when we normally do it. And that's what the people wanted. That's what the bosses wanted. I think I know when to give the numbers out. And here's the other thing, Bill. I'm working with two new people. I used to work with a couple other people. We had a chemistry. I think I have a good chemistry with these two as well, but we still have to feel each other out. And we had Tyrone at Penn's Landing. It's kind of hard to navigate, especially when you can't see one person at Penn's Landing, two other people. You're trying to get everybody in and allow them to talk. And I want to make sure I give the numbers out so the people can get involved. But we had so many people jump in and get at Bill because it was a silly tweet that he put out there. So, just so people can call out Bill if they want to, at MM Newcomb. Have fun, y'all. Go get him. Just a silly tweet. Thanks so much. 610-632-0975. I had to share that because sometimes people don't understand. Like just now when I gave out the number, you have a new audience. You have a new format. Just like I do with two new co-hosts for the pregame show. You never know. And with the boss wanting for game number one on a Thursday night to share the number, especially to take advantage of the fact that we've been down at Penn's Landing all day. It's the dropping of the banner at the link. It's the first game back in town. since the Super Bowl, not preseason, not training camp, not open practice. Of course, everybody doesn't know the number. All right, just a little rant. 610-632-0975. And Bill, if you ever want to call in and discuss this with me face-to-face, let's do it. Let's go back to the phones as we're talking about Foles' confidence. Eagles, Bucks, and a little bit of Phillies, it turns out, as well. Since they're off tonight, let's go to John and Gladwin on 97.5. Hey, John.
Hey, how you doing tonight?
Great, man. How are you?
All right. I got a comment on Foles and one on the game, but I just heard what you said about the phone number. And here's another example of people not knowing all the facts and not gathering all the facts, which happens a lot. But
pretty much.
Yeah, but regarding Nick Foles and the comment about confidence, to me, this is old news, because if you remember before the playoffs last year, he said, sometimes you got to get out of your own head.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it was a similar comment put in a different way. And look what happened in the playoffs and Super Bowl. So, but that today wasn't mentioned by a certain individual who, to me, has a bias regarding Nick Foles. Now, mm-hmm. regarding the game, and also, Nick Foles has won big game after big game last year and also put him in the playoffs with Chip Kelly. So I don't understand where people are coming from sometimes with Nick Foles. And Carson, which is not, this is not a knock on him because we don't know, has yet to win a big game. He has not won a big game.
Yeah, see, and I know you say that, and Wade and Chester brings that up.
I believe he will.
Yeah, and again, until he does, he hasn't, but I think he is good enough to do that.
Oh, I do too.
Yes.
But he hasn't done it yet. I mean, we could get knocked out in the first round of playoffs. We don't know. Things happen.
Sure, indeed. Yep, true.
But regarding the game Sunday, I think this is a game possibly where the Eagles could put up some points, but I don't know about 48.
No, I don't think they're going to hang 48 on them, but it doesn't have to be. They can put up 28 and still only give up 13 because that defense is capable of doing just that. We saw it against the Atlanta Falcons here in Philadelphia. Tampa is not a better team, we don't think, but they are home. It is their home opener. They're coming off of a high of putting up 48 on the Saints. Maybe they are confident enough to believe that they can beat the Eagles.
But in the Atlanta game, there were enough good throws made that if people would have caught the ball and they would have called the pass interference, the Eagles could have ended that game with 28 points. They could have put up another 10 points.
True, and I'll give you this one too, John, and not to be, you know, tough on the Eagles defense, but if Matt Ryan would have hit Julio Jones a couple of times, or if Steve Sarkisian didn't take Julio Jones out of the game in the first series when they were in the red zone, maybe they would have scored too.
So this is true.
Mm-hmm, it goes both ways. So a lot of teams working out some kinks.
Right. So, but I think there's potential for them to put some points up on the board in this Tampa Bay game.
Oh, I do too, and I think they will get back on track. John, thanks for the call. Back on track in terms of offensively finding a rhythm. That's what I mean. The defense was fantastic. Offensively, they have to find their rhythm. They can do that starting this week, hopefully, next week against the Indianapolis Colts, and then from there on you go to the Tennessee Titans, Minnesota Vikings, New York Giants, on and on and on, and get into, again, that nice rhythm where they are going to be fine. I think they're going to be fine anyway. They're 1-0, so we're not panicking. We just want to see the offense get into a nice flow and get things going. Running game, passing game, the whole deal. Quarterback, rhythm, confidence, boom. Pick up that victory, move on to the next week. 610-632-0975. Colleen in Philly is next on the Fanatic. Hey, Colleen.
Hey, I just moved from Ohio to Philadelphia, and a year before the Eagles won the Super Bowl, does that make me a bandwagon?
Were you a fan of the Cleveland Browns or the Cincinnati Bengals?
Not really. Not as much.
No, well, you know what? Welcome. Where are the Eagles stuff proud? Everybody yesterday was talking about, when we were talking about this, Colleen, some people, not everybody, I'm not going to speak for everybody. Some said, we will accept people from out of town. It's not a big deal. It's no problem. Welcome. Everybody's welcome. Then there are some who will probably be tough on you. So you got to make sure that you are up on your Eagles and understand the Eagles and everything about them if you are going to be on the Eagles bandwagon. You got to be, if you're going to be a fan, you need to know about the team.
All right.
Appreciate it and welcome. Okay, from Ohio. Well, listen, you don't have to be a Browns fan. It's tough. It's tough to be a Browns fan. I know. You just moved here. You get into the city right when they win the Super Bowl. You get caught up in it. That's okay. I'm all right with it. I think we'll accept that. 610-632-0975. By the way, I'm not giving out the numbers as a crutch because we have phone calls. Let's go to David in Baltimore next on the Fanatic. Hey, Dave.
Hey, what's up, man? What's going on, Devon?
What's going on, Dave?
Hey, got a quick Phillies pointed out, so I want to talk Eagles. So I called you, I want to say about a month back, and really hammered the Phillies for not going after Machado. But you know what? To be honest, I'm kind of happy now seeing the way this team is right now, not going after him, because I don't think he would have made much of it. I mean, he would have made a difference, but we got way too many holes. And you know what? It's a credit to the front office. You know, that's why I'm a fan and not a GM. We're going to need help next year. So, you know what? I'm happy because he wouldn't have made that much of a difference. He would not have gotten us into the playoffs. So,
now, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Dave, before you get to your Eagles point. I was talking to a guy on Twitter, Dan, at DBaxter316, when I mentioned earlier that the Phillies exceeded expectations, and he said the Phillies over-under was 76. They haven't exceeded any expectation. Most of their stats are much worse than last season. And I said, listen, nope, not many people expected them to be where they were at the start. They've dropped the ball at the end. Therefore, they're not going to make the postseason most likely. So, where did you have them after that start? As you said, you wanted them to go after Machado because things changed, the expectations changed, and it looked like they had an opportunity. So, did you change how you thought about them midway through because they were winning, or did you just say, you know what, I'll just ride it out and enjoy it?
No, I really think they're going to be I didn't think they were going to be really good this season. But then they started winning, and to be honest, it wasn't like the Braves put a stranglehold on the division. So
no.
I'm kind of disappointed that we didn't really take advantage. I mean, look, the Braves haven't been winning that many games, but we're just losing. So it's not like the Braves have a stranglehold on the division. And you know, I'm not 100% sold on Kapler. He just does things that just are weird. I don't always understand like his managerial moves.
He's a different cat, and he's going by analytics.
He's going his own thing, but here's the thing: like it's a big off season. It's a really, really big off season for the Phillies, and I now the front office is on the clock. They really got to do something to take us to the next level next year.
Well, they have money, so money talks, Dave.
Hey, and to the quick and with the Eagles. I kind of rattled into it too. You know, my uncle was going crazy last week. Oh, nobody's catching the ball. Look, he's missing Jeffrey, and not having Jeffrey is going to really hurt any quarterback's confidence because he's the type of receiver that we've always lacked. Right, the guy that can go up and get the ball and can make you look good.
Yeah, bad pass. You put it out in a bad spot. Yeah. He goes up there and snatches it.
Super Bowl. The first touchdown he threw wasn't the greatest. I mean, it was a good pass, but Jeffrey still had to go up and get it. That all being said. And I get we live in this fantasy football world. We have one of the best running games I have seen on the Eagles team in at least 15 years. If I was Doug Peterson, I'm pounding the ball. I'm going to just weaken the inside of the interior line the whole game and then play action third and fourth quarter. I mean, just soften them because I don't think anybody can stop a running game. I really don't. I've been so impressed with Ajayi.
Yes.
And I know it's not – I get it. I understand football fans want to see the 75-yard bomb. I get it. But at the same time, you got to play to your strengths. And right now, they have a great running game. So just, to me, I just pound the ball.
Dave, you talk about that 75-yard bomb down the field, man. Thanks for the call. As you said, softening up the defense with the run game, tire them out. The next thing you know, boom, you're able to hit down the field to Mike Wiles, hopefully, for a big play. 50 yards, 40 yards, whatever it might be. That will, again, paralyze the defense a little bit because what you do with the run game, and you're right, Jay Ajayi was fantastic in the second half. I mean, I think he went for 15, 64, and two touchdowns off the top of my head. And let me make sure that is correct. But listen, he was very good, Jay Ajayi. Then you mix in Corey Clement. You mix in, of course, Darren Sproles, who missed practice today. and you have a nice trio of running game that you can go off. Yes, 15 for 62 and two touchdowns. Okay? And that was basically in the second half. Didn't do much in the first half because they started off with Darren Sproles. 5 carries for 10 yards. Got nothing going. Corey Clement, 5 for 26. He had a long of 21. Jay Ajayi, 15 for 62, 2 touchdowns, a long of 11. So he was just picking up a nice average, 4.1 of an average on Thursday against the Atlanta Falcons. He was very good. Very good. You know they're going to rest him a little bit in certain situations because of the knees. They're going to be very prudent as to how they use him. That said, he is their workhorse. So to David's point, use that running game as your strength right now. You're missing one of your key contributors as a receiver in Alshon Jeffrey. Facts. But they still do have other weapons. Aguilar, Ertz, Goddard. Then you go to Mike Wallace. If he can get things going, finding a rhythm for him, then they're in a good place. The running game, Clement and Sproles specifically out of the backfield as pass catchers, is an extension, just like the tight ends are an extension of the wide receiver core of that passing game. So I agree with David with the run game. Pound, pound, pound. It's going to be hot in Tampa on Sunday in the 90s, early, low 90s. I think it's like 90, 91 right now. So we'll see how it goes in Tampa Bay with the running game. Fresh legs, rotation, tire out that defense. Next thing you know, they bust a 25, 30 yard for a score. They open things up for something big down the field with the vertical game. David is right. Use the running game. You have a nice trio of running backs that can keep the defense off balance because they all do different things. Well, Corey Clement and Darren Sproles can do a lot of similar things, but Corey Clement, you would argue, is a better runner, while Sproles is a better passer, but they both can do what the other does as their weakness, but effective. Let's remember, Corey Clement with the big catches in the Super Bowl. We know he can catch. 610-632-0975. I'm Devon Givens with you until 9 o'clock. The Joe Torti Show from 9 to midnight here on The Fanatic. The 8 o'clock hour is brought to you by Club Risqué, the Delaware Valley's premier gentlemen's club with 3 locations in Philly, Bristol, and Northeast Philadelphia. For more information, just visit clubrisque.com. If you want to talk about the Birds, Foles' confidence, we're here until 9 o'clock right here on The Fanatic. 610-632-0975. What are you looking at right now for the game? It's a couple of days away. We'll break it down big time tomorrow, Football Friday. You know how it goes. We'll get into it a little deeper. But Darren Sproles, Shelton Gibson, missing practice early. DeSean Jackson, Jason Pierre-Paul, limited in practice for Tampa Bay. Probably available. Grimes, the cornerback for the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, missed practice because of the groin. They're already without Vernon Hargreaves. Can the Eagles get things going with their weapons? With the aerial attack, Nelson Aguilar, Zach Ertz, DeAndre Goddard. Can they take advantage with Mike Wallace, Shelton Gibson, DeAndre Carter? Can they do something against a young cornerback group with the Tampa Bay Buccaneers on Sunday with the depleted cornerbacks that they are currently having trouble with right now in Grimes and Hargreaves? 610-632-0975. Let's go to Pat in Bucks County next on The Fanatic. Hey, Pat.
Hey, Devon. Awesome. Great show.
Thank you.
I just wanted to, the Eagles have 10 days to prepare. And that says it pretty much in a nutshell.
Yep.
And I was at the third opening game. As soon as they went to double tight end set, it created a different look, as well as the extra blocker. And Foles was without his security blanket, obviously. But the whole idea of 10 days. And so Tampa Bay was running max protection throughout the whole Saints game. Anyway, you can't. So you double. So you double Fletcher and you double Bennett. Well, then you got what's his name on the outside?
Brandon Graham, Chris Long, yeah, and Derek Barnett.
And honestly, you know, this defense now, Bennett brings so much, so much. It's insane. And he is just getting warmed up. And the rotation that they have, this defense, and now they don't have to worry. And Nigel's back.
I know,
so,
I know.
So, and what's his name? Gruger Hill played unbelievable.
Played very well.
So now your safety, Jenkins, gets to go and play deep center field. So, you know what? Their conditioning is going to be a huge thing. I'm going to be there. We're flying out tomorrow, my wife and I. Can't wait. But, like you just mentioned, the injuries, and I've watched Fitzpatrick. Okay, he can be that way, but they collapsed the pocket on Atlanta unbelievably. It just crumbled. And Matt Ryan, I venture you would say, is maybe twice the quarterback Fitzpatrick is.
I would agree with that.
I don't think you're going to see the total magic. So if they would have caught half the interception, if the sky was green or maybe the moon was made of cheese, we'd eat it. But however, a couple of those interceptions are going to come around. We're going to clean up all the crap with kicking the ball and silly holding penalty. You know, it's going to get cleaned up.
It's earlier in the year, Pat. Enjoy yourself in Tampa. Be careful down there. It should be a fun time. And it was hot here last week. We know about the rain and all, but it was humid down there as well. So conditioning-wise, the Atlanta Falcons had trouble where the Eagles did not. So hopefully, again, that's not a problem for the Eagles in Tampa against them with that warm weather down there. Because, listen, it's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fight. It's going to be a fun fight. It's going to be a good fight. And we can certainly dive into it a lot even more tomorrow as we Football Friday leading into the pregame show on Sunday from Sugar House. Trey Thomas, Jason Martinez, and myself will be hanging out there from 10 o'clock to 1. Eitan Shander with the watch party thereafter, and it was a great time. Sam Wilson, are you going to be there this time, Sam, as well? Or
that was just decided. A one-time
thing?
Yet.
Oh, okay. So you're not necessarily working this one. All right, got you. But no, it was a fun time. And anyway, the Heat, I don't think it's going to play that much of a factor because the Birds did well. Now, it wasn't 91, and it wasn't 1 o'clock in the afternoon where it's super hot like it is in Florida. But I think conditioning will be fine for the Philadelphia Eagles. They'll be prepared for it, and they will be, again, I just think they'll be fine. Fact that you have all the weapons offensively. You can lean on that run game. The offensive line, they did a nice job. They were leaning. They were grooving, you know, just leaning on those defensive bodies, tiring them out. And that's when you saw Jay Ajayi just be able to be Jay Ajayi in that second half because the offensive line was able to do the work that they did. And if you do have the problems at corner, Hargreaves already out, Grimes doesn't play, that's to the benefit of Nick Foles and that Philadelphia Eagles offense. That's where hopefully we can see Mike Wallace get off. And on the other side of the ball, where our last caller was just talking about how Malcolm Jenkins can play center field, if Grugier Hill and Hicks play well like they did last week, if they can handle things in that middle when on that second level when they don't allow things to get behind them, that's where both McLeod and even Jenkins and Graham, when he's in there for Jenkins, wherever Jenkins is roaming around, they can help out center field, Mike Evans, and DeSean Jackson deep down the field. And oh, by the way, don't forget about Chris Godwin. He's good too. 610-632-0975. Chuck and Sean, we got you on the other side. Sit tight. We'll get to you as soon as we come back. We're still getting into the confidence issue of Nick Foles, where he says he loses it at times, just like anyone else. Do you like your quarterback speaking like that openly in the media? 610-632-0975. And again, don't forget, we're talking Birds, Bucks, and by the way, Joel Embiid, his number is out now, SI.com. Where did he rank? Ben Simmons, 26. Robert Covington, 48. Dario Saric, 54. J.J. Redick, 62. Where did Joel Embiid end up on this SI.com list? We'll tell you about that on the other side as well, right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
You're listening to 97.5 The Fanatic. 97.5 The Fanatic invites you and your crew to the Fanatic Birds pregame show and party.
starring Trey Thomas, Devon Gibbons, and Jason Martinez.
We're sending you there.
We're back this season at Fishtown Hops at Sugar House Casino. Lots of free parking. Stay and watch the game with the Fanatics' Eitan Shander on Fishtown Hops' huge 10x10 big screen. Enjoy dollar dogs, $2 Miller Lite drafts, and $12 Miller Lite buckets. While you're there, new members sign up for the free players card and get over $500 in offers instantly with a winner's playbook. Heading to the game, Sugar House Casino is your fast link to the link. Stop by on your way to the game.
Get ready.
Presented by Sugar House Casino, Philly loves a winner. Brought to you in part by Visit Philly and Gerhard's Appliances. This is Philadelphia's football station, 97.5. The Fanatic. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Oh my gosh, I can't believe I'm here for the Xfinity Best Deal of the Year.
Get a great rate on internet, TV, and more.
For 2 years, my child's out on the floor.
Plus, even more speed, that's raising the bar. Better yet, you get a free year of DVR. Yeah. And Xfinity Mobile is the way to go. A new wireless network that saves you dough. Ask about the $300 you get when you include mobile with your internet.
What?
It's the best deal. It doesn't happen often. Don't miss it. It's simple, easy, awesome. Another one.
Now through September 16th, get internet, TV, and voice for $79.99 a month for 2 years with a two-year agreement and DVR service free for a year. Plus, ask how to get $300 back when you add Xfinity Mobile and purchase a new phone. Don't miss our best deal of the year. Go to Xfinity.com, call 1-800-XFINITY, or visit an Xfinity store today. Restrictions apply. New standard triple play customers only. Equipment, taxes, and fees, including BTV and RSN fees extra and subject to change. After agreement term and DVR promo, regular rates apply.
While green, thick grass is more important than just the looks, the more grass you have, the less weeds you have. Now, my guys in Natural Lawn are scientists that can explain exactly how it works. I'm not, but they tell me it's simple. So hire my guys at Natural Lawn of America. That's my lawn care company. In the fall, it's important to set the table to get your lawn ready for not only the spring, but it'll help for the rest of the year. So aeration and seeding are essential. Now, whether you live in PA or New Jersey, Natural Lawn's aeration and seeding service will help restore your lawn's health and beauty. The products are organic-based, the techs are the best in the business, and they've been helping my lawn grow at its best for many years. And I continue to recommend them because it works. You got to call Natural Lawn of America for their limited time offer today. Schedule Natural Lawn's full service program and they will seed your lawn free of charge. Now, I just told you how important seeding is. It's free. Call 800-FREE-SEED. That's 800-FREE-SEED. It's my lawn care company, Natural Lawn of America. Greener grass, fewer weeds, guaranteed.
So, John, what should the Eagles' focus be this season?
Eagles fast play, for sure.
As opposed to what?
I'm talking Eagles fast play tickets from the Pennsylvania Lottery. Playing's faster than our wide receiver running a slant.
Faster than our defense blitzing the QB?
Oh, yeah! The game's got progressive top prizes, plus second chance drawings for Eagles game tickets, meet and greets, autographed merchandise, and more.
Wow, I'm gonna get mine fast.
Fast play. Play fast, win instantly. Players must be 18 or older. Please play responsibly. Benefits older Pennsylvanians every day.
I used to post to job boards that sent me tons of resumes.
Just to find a few people who were right for my job.
That old process was not smart.
Then I went to ZipRecruiter.
Its technology scans resumes for me to find the right people.
And actively invites them to apply. So I get qualified candidates fast. Smart.
See why ZipRecruiter is rated number one by employers in the U.S. Try it now for free at ZipRecruiter.com/try. That's ZipRecruiter.com/try. ZipRecruiter. The smartest way to hire. Based on Trustpilot rating of hiring sites with over 1,000 reviews.
Birch fans, this is Dan Baker, a voice of Philadelphia sports for almost 50 years. Where are you going to be when the Champs play in Tampa this week? Make Xfinity Live your away game destination and watch the game on the biggest TV on the East Coast. Grab your friends and join us for cold beers, delicious food from our new menu, and the best watch party experience in Philly. Enjoy $3 Miller Lights and our $5 game day menu. And remember, the first 500 people receive a free Miller Lite on us.
The dealer is real. The wins are real. Live Dealer is trust you can see. Introducing PlaySugarHouse.com's Live Dealer. Enjoy a full range of live casino table games like blackjack, baccarat, and exclusives like three-card poker and ultimate Texas Hold'em. Now available in New Jersey for the first time. Our Live Dealer games have won the Best in Class EGR Award globally 9 years in a row. Sign up now and we'll match your first deposit up to $250. PlaySugarHouse.com. Must be 21 or over to play. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500 just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 and charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
Don't miss the fall RV show and sale at the Gloucester Premium Outlets Friday through Sunday, September 14th through the 16th. Huge discounts on travel trailers, fifth wheels, and motorhomes. Top trade values and special finance rates. Gloucester Premium Outlets, exit 7B, Route 42, Blackwood, New Jersey.
Sports talk for Marlton and all of Burlington County. 97.5. The Fanatic.
So damn proud.
8:30, 97.5, The Fanatic. Devon Gibbons with you for two more segments before my man Joe Torti steps in here in this chair, carrying you from 9 to midnight here on The Fanatic, talking some birds. Talking some birds. We had some Phillies earlier today. A lot of Nick Foles and his confidence since he came out on NBCSports.com and spoke about his confidence issues that he's had in the past, and maybe even still, you know, he's just like everybody else. And not really surprised that he comes out and speaks honestly, because that's the type of guy he is. And I don't mind it, because that's him. I think we know who he is, and that's not surprising at all. 610-632-0975. Chris Brown, 2909, on Twitter says, a mark of a dynamic team is sharing your struggles. You better believe them birds got Nick's back. Even more now. Good point. I mean, I think they already did, especially for what he did by helping him win that Super Bowl. But Chris, you might be right. It's out there publicly. He said it before, but again, it's just a little different when he's saying, listen, I lose confidence. I lose confidence. John Will Stiles, at Will Stiles J. With Foles making that statement, be glad we didn't make a move for Dez. Can you imagine him yelling at him for an underthrown pass? It would be downhill from there. Well, John, Alshon Jeffrey got on Nick Foles a little bit when he first got in there, because Jeffrey and Wentz had a nice thing going during that 10-game winning streak. Once Foles got in there trying to find his rhythm, his way with everyone else, he missed Jeffrey a few times, missed some other receivers as well. Jeffrey wasn't happy. Now, not to the extent of Dez Bryant, but to the extent of what wide receivers do when they don't get a football thrown their way, when they believe they're open, which is most of the time, they found a way to get through it, John. So, not really worried about if Dez was here. I think the culture of the locker room would actually help, even though I don't think they have to go that route. I do believe that the culture would help if Dez Bryant, in fact, was brought in here. 610-632-0975. Let's go back to the phones as we head to Newtown with Sean next on 97.5. Sean, what's going on?
Hey, Devon, what's good?
What's happening?
Yeah, what's good? Nice radio station. I haven't called in such a long time. I want to call about, you know, Carson Wentz. He has good confidence. He took the knee injury like a man, like, and then Nick Foles has, like, I mean, he has little, and he has half confidence, right? But he's the same, right? Am I right?
You're right. Yeah, right.
And, like, I haven't been watching some wild basketball because my my arm is broken, but I'm going to get him back to basketball. I love basketball and I love football.
Well, heal up, Sean. Hopefully you feel much better and you're able to go out there on the court and do what you do well. Appreciate it. Make sure you heal up that broken arm. Appreciate the call. 610-632-0975. Now, earlier we talked about Elbows Shaferi and his pick on Twitter. Let me read the tweet. Interesting matchup this Sunday between a capable quarterback lacking in confidence, Nick Foles, and a journeyman quarterback, Ryan Fitzpatrick, with far too much confidence after his 48 that he hung on the Saints and his lackluster skills. Prediction, Eagles 48, Bucks 6 on Sunday. Brian is here to explain why he went with that prediction and that score. Brian in Plymouth Meeting is next on The Fanatic. What's up, B?
Hey, Devon. How you doing?
Good.
So, I don't actually think that's going to be the score, but if the Eagles wanted it to be the score, it could be. And let me explain. Ryan Fitzpatrick is a game manager that doesn't realize he's a game manager. If he has a clean pocket and he has some weapons, he can put up some numbers. But when he gets overconfident, or I'm sorry, when he gets pressure on him and he thinks he should throw the ball away, go to the next play like a game manager would do, he tries to make something happen like Brett Favre would do without the talent.
Mm-hmm.
And he puts the ball up for grabs. And the Eagles, he's going to turn the ball over. He's going to be running for his life. It's going to be ugly. It doesn't matter how many weapons they have on that team.
Well, I do do agree with you that the Birds have the advantage here where they're just simply the best team. Now, we've seen an example of playing against good wide receivers in Atlanta with what Tampa Bay has. Now, I think DeSean Jackson is better than Mohamed Sanu, but that said, he brings a different dynamic to the team. I agree with you. I think it's going to be a big win for the Birds. I don't know if it'll be lopsided, but it won't be close either.
I agree with that.
I look and at it like a 26-17 thing where it's not even that close, but 26-17, mm-hmm. something like that.
Well, I hope it's better. I mean, we got to come out and run the ball.
Yeah.
And, you know, control the game and make them make mistakes because Fitzpatrick will make mistakes. And did you see my trivia question?
I saw it, but I did not have a chance to
read it. Spoiler alert, the answer is Ryan Fitzpatrick. He was the quarterback in that game, the Eagles 13-13 tie that McNabb didn't realize in an NFL game could end in a tie.
He was on that team?
Yes, he was. He was the backup for whoever their starter was, and that was the worst five quarters of football I've seen in my life
in
2008.
Right,
and that's how long.
While I have you, Brian, you're my basketball guy, too. We do a lot of conversations. We have a lot of conversations with basketball. Joel Embiid, number 9 on the SI.com. I teased it a little earlier. Number 9 on the SI.com, top 100. He's right in front of Jimmy Butler, right behind Chris Paul at 8. At 7, it's Russell Westbrook. 5, six is Giannis. 5 is Anthony Davis. 4, Harden. 3, Curry. 2, Durant. 1, of course, LeBron James. Joel Embiid, number 9. Do you like that spot for him?
It's higher than I would think it would be, and it's not as high as it should be, would be my answer.
Okay, because Chris Paul, I'm thinking a lot of people look at Chris Paul and say, he was hurt all year, why is he even in there? Well, played a big part on that Houston team, even though it's James Harden's team. Giannis in the Eastern Conference, I believe, is the best player in the East right now. Embiid has to sustain the way that we think or hope he can in order to overtake Giannis as the best player in the East.
Or be even better than we've ever seen him be.
Pretty much.
Totally
yeah,
possible.
Giannis can be great like Giannis has been, but if Embiid goes crazy and be better than he was last year, he could be the best player in the Eastern Conference. I agree with you. Now, real fast.
First healthy offseason.
Yep. Ben Simmons, 26. Robert Covington, 48. Dario Saric, 54. J.J. Redick, 62. Any problems?
I have problems with lists like this, but no problems.
It's always fun. It's always fun. Listen, man, they're all in the top 65. You know what I mean? That's a good thing.
They should be. I mean, that five-man lineup was the best five-man lineup in the NBA last year.
It's not a bad thing. Not a bad thing. You almost made Joe Torty fall out of his chair, Brian. Listen, I'll talk to you soon, man. Appreciate it. 610-632-0975. Yes, Joel Embiid again. As Brian said, problems with these lists. I like lists like this sometimes. I mean, sometimes they can get a little carried away and you'd be like, wait a minute, what is going on here? Like last night when we talked about Robert Covington at 48 when Devin Booker's at 50. But you understand why. Because of the impact on the Sixers, they made the playoffs, he made first team all defense. He's going to be rewarded for something like that where Devin Booker just put up points on a bad team. People say, wait a minute, we'll take him. Yes, of course you'll take him, but there are those concerns when you see, we've heard it here plenty of times, I don't want him on my team because he just puts up numbers on a bad team. So let's relax. It's always a fun conversation. That said, it doesn't hurt to have five in the top 60. Your starting five is in the top 65 for a team that has turned it around. I think that's a decent thing to go off of. It is. 52 wins, a playoff series win, and a lesson in round number two against the Boston Celtics. So now you want to bounce back, make sure you get back into it, come back the next season, improve off of that, and be a better basketball club. 610-632-0975. Download our podcast if you miss any of our shows this week. Go to 975thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcast. Listen anytime, anywhere, on your schedule. 610-632-0975 is our number. Our final segment is on the other side before we hand it off to Joe Torti for the Joe Torti Show right here on 97.5 The Fanatic.
Home of the Philly sports fan. 97.5 The Fanatic. NFL Week 2, and the Birds travel to Tampa Bay in a battle of Week 1 winners and another start for MVP Nick Foles. Start your football Sunday with Trey, Devon, and Jason live from Sugar House for the Fanatic pregame show. After the game, join the Joes, Torti, and Stasak. They'll be taking your calls and instant reaction and breaking it down on the Fanatic postgame show. The Birds go for 2-0 in Tampa Bay, and all the pre- and postgame action is on Philadelphia's football station, 97.5 The Fanatic. This Birds Midweek Report is brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
The Birds look to start the season 2-0 this Sunday when they head down to Tampa to face the Bucs. Nick Foles will get the start as Carson Wentz is still not medically cleared to play, but ESPN NFL insider Chris Mortensen says that he could be medically cleared come Week 3. The big question for this weekend, will we see the same Bucs offense who scored 48 points against New Orleans on Sunday?
The Birds Midweek Report was brought to you by The Rothenberg Law Firm, InjuryLawyer.com.
Every Philly sports fan knows how good winning feels. Well, that's exactly how injured people feel when they win. I should know. I am Alan Rothenberg, the injury lawyer. My firm has been winning for injured people for over 48 years. We've won hundreds of millions. We win because we have the right team, the right players, and the determination and passion to win each day. Injured, call the Rothenberg Law Firm. 1-800-624-8888. That's 1-800-624-8888. Or visit InjuryLawyer.com.
This game day weather report is brought to you by AmericanStandardAir.com.
The Birds travel to Tampa Bay this weekend where there will be a chance of thunderstorms all day. Game time is 1 p.m. and the high temp at that time should be around 90 degrees with wind gusts approaching 20 miles per hour throughout the game.
Electrical contractors in the know that Denny Electric Supply is always the first call for every job. Family owned and operated since 1938, Denny Electric Supply has 8 area locations with early morning and Saturday hours, plus on-site delivery right to your job. Denny's proud to stock a full line of Westinghouse bulbs, including filament, A19, linear, and specialty LEDs. Denny Electric Supply, the professional's choice for fast, friendly service for over 75 years. Shop in person or online at DennyElectricSupply.com.
The legendary singer-songwriter Van Morrison returning to Philly for the first time in over a decade, performing all his hits. Joining him is Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. See them all at the Outlaw Music Festival. Van Morrison, Saturday, September 15th at BB&T Pavilion with Willie Nelson, Tedeschi Trucks Band, and more. Get tickets now at Ticketmaster.com.
Since 1983, Carlino's Market has been creating and serving a fine selection of artisan foods with their tradition of old-world techniques. Right now, stop in for Carlino's featured highlight of the month, the famous homemade tomato pie. Homemade dough topped with Carlino's signature fresh-made chunky tomato basil sauce and baked fresh for you and your family. Pick one up today at either store in either Westchester or Ardmore and make your day a Carlino's day. Order online at carlinosmarket.com.
When you're faced with heart valve disease, you don't have time to stop and catch your breath. Your life is on the line, so it's go time. And the good news is, you don't have to search far for a team to stand by your side. At Penn Medicine, Our cardiologists and surgeons are the region's most experienced in using advanced tools and technologies to repair or replace your heart valve. We've pioneered incredible breakthroughs in heart valve treatments, from TAVR to robotic surgery, and we continue to develop and perfect the latest innovations in both minimally invasive and surgical heart valve procedures. With access to this care through our dedicated heart valve centers, backed by the region's number one heart program, you can stop struggling with valve disease and start enjoying the rest of your life wholeheartedly. Another reason your life is worth Penn Medicine. Learn more at PennHeart.org/valve.
Ram Power Days have arrived, which means great deals on the all-new Ram 1500 and the Ram 3500, just in time for football and tailgating season. 1500's available legendary Hemi engine gives you Hall of Famer power. And with 3500's best-in-class 30,000-pound fifth-wheel towing, you can haul enough heavy cookware and food for a whole starting lineup. Hurry in for great deals during Ram Power Days and see why more people are switching to Ram trucks than ever before. Now, well-qualified current lessees of competitive vehicles get a low-mileage lease on the 2018 Ram 1500 Express Quad Cab 4x4 with a V6 engine for $149 a month for 24 months with $2,999 due at signing, tax, title, license, extra. When properly equipped, class based on 350-3500 pickups since 2010, based on IHS Market U.S. household methodology and FCA segmentation of conquest data from U.S. new vehicle registrations for CYE 2010 to 2016. Call 1-877-RAM-5722 for details. Requires dealer contribution to lease to Chrysler Capital. Excludes other FCA vehicles. 25 cents. And charge for each mile over 20,000. Residency restrictions apply. Take delivery by 9/17/18.
Think you know football? Put your money where your mouth is with William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill.
If you missed any of our shows this week, go to 97.5thefanatic.com or the Fanatic app for full show podcasts. Listen anytime, anywhere on your schedule. Brought to you by William Hill, America's number one sports book. Now taking bets in Jersey. Bet now on the app or at WilliamHill.com. The world bets with William Hill. Sports voice of the new Philadelphia. 97.5, The Fanatic.
Final segment here, 846, 97.5, The Fanatic, Devon Givens with you. Thanks so much to Sam Wilson producing the show. Doing a great job, as always. My man, Joe Torti, my partner from 9 to 10 on like Thursdays and Wednesdays where we get to hang out and just kick it with the people, talk about toast and all kinds of things. Fun times as always. Make sure you stick around for the Joe Torti Show from 9 to midnight here on the Fanatic. So, real fast with the SI.com thing, just to kind of give the breakdown of how they had it. It's a lot here. It's not like some of the other, from, what was it, from 11 to 100, they had shorter breakdowns in their explanation. As there's three paragraphs here on Joel Embiid. But anyway, Rob Mahoney is the one who wrote this one up. Ben Golliver did the write-up for Robert Covington. They go back and forth. Each one does one the opposite. Then, you know, they follow. You take one, I take one. But they do a good job. And Mahoney says for Embiid, it's rare to see a player already in the running for Defensive Player of the Year developing at such a rapid rate. Embiid, we know his numbers, 22.9, 11 points, 11 rebounds a game, 3.2 assists, plus the blocks, is a sponge. The nuances of professional play are still so new to him, yet instinct guides Embiid to positions of particular impact. So remember, he started playing late. He still doesn't know everything. He's still learning. He has a natural aptitude for rotation, which involves reading the floor and timing out plays as they progress defensively, some offensively as well. This is me speaking. Here is Rob Mahoney. More opponents are terrified of him, which buys Embiid time. Players take such a wide berth around him and use so many pump fakes that Embiid has a longer window than most to get where he needs to go. Even at this stage, he'll all but guarantees an elite defense. Imagine how good Embiid could be when he actually knows what he's doing. And I agree with Mahoney. He still doesn't know everything, right? Still doesn't know anything. Lack of time on the floor, you don't really get everything. That's why when people were talking about, yes, Embiid was able to Ben Simmons was able to be around an NBA locker room and travel as a pro and all of that. Yes, you can do all that, but you still have to get it done when you're out there on the floor. It is an advantage over Donovan Mitchell, who was in college. He had tests and homework. I agree. But you still have to go out there on the floor and produce. And B did it finally with a year of playing time where he had minimal restrictions early, and then they just let it go and let him go out there and play. Continuing with some of what Mahoney says, it's that trajectory that makes Embiid, who stands to improve more than any other player in our top 10, so difficult to rank. Anthony Davis and Giannis could add to their games, but not so much as a center with limited experience in organized basketball set to play his third NBA season. There are still noticeable hitches in Embiid's game that could be ironed out, from the way he deals with double teams to his gutsy shot selection, his carelessness with the ball, all things I agree on with Rob Mahoney. I don't say it's a gutsy shot selection. I just say he's still trying to feel things out. But sometimes it's bad. Just take, you know, get back on the block. Don't let the defense off the hook by when the entry pass comes in, you get so tired of banging that you go out to the basketball instead of letting the ball come to you. You seal your man still having your position. I'm just saying. There are a few players, Rob Mahoney's still talking, capable of credibly guarding Embiid as it is. Things could really take a turn as his play elevates. We're not far from Eastern Conference contenders stocking some big body Embiid stopper, quote unquote, by necessity. You're right. Aaron Baines. Why do you think he was brought in the first place? They needed a center because they didn't always want to have Al Horford there, but you don't always want Al Horford, who can defend Embiid a little bit. You want somebody big like Aaron Baines in there to do that dirty work, that grunt work. Maybe you get somebody like Andrew Bynum coming back, NBA comeback. Hang on, Joe Torti. I'm just playing. Let's continue with Mahoney real fast, his final paragraph. The caveat to all of this, of course, is Embiid's health. We all know that. We have yet to see him play more than 63 games in the season, which came in what was easily Embiid's healthiest campaign to date. It helps his case that so many other top players, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul, Jimmy Butler in particular, tend to miss between 15 and 20 games on average. Their own injury histories work as an equalizer. There's more worry with Embiid because of his size and the chronic nature of his injuries, but the lists forecast for a single season based off the healthiest Embiid has ever been allow at least for the possibility that the Sixers can be cautious with Embiid and still have him in uniform for around 65 games is a nice number. And I think he will play somewhere around that again, 65, 68 games, maybe even 70 if we want to get crazy. And he had this offseason to work on his body, work on his game, work on his conditioning. He came back a little bit out of shape. You saw it take toll on his body at the end of the season in the playoffs when they needed him to make a layup in game number 5 that could have potentially given them the win and head back here for game number 6 against the Boston Celtics in the Eastern Conference semis. But he was so tired, he gave like a I don't remember. Was it like a little jump hook? Yeah, it was like he missed a layup. He tried to hit it off the glass, but he couldn't really elevate, and he didn't really know where he was when he was trying to elevate, and it was all messed up and discombobulated. And if he was healthy as you can be in the Eastern Conference semis after playing the 63 plus whatever you played in the playoffs, you dunk that basketball, you get the and one, you go to the free throw line, and you knock it down. That's the elevation of his game that we will see. That's the growth of the game that we will see, partially because he was able to go out this offseason, work out with Drew Hanlon consistently, work on the conditioning, working on his footwork, working on his three-point shooting, even though people don't like it, I don't mind 3 a game, work on so many different things, specifically like Drew Hanlon pointed out, wanting him to sustain that level of play on the block and not letting people off the hook. They can't guard him. That's like Mahoney said, quote-unquote Embiid stoppers. we're not too far from Eastern Conference contenders stocking some big-bodied Embiid stopper by necessity, says Mahoney. I agree. You cannot guard him man up. It's impossible. He's too big and too good. They're going to start to do that. Basketball is coming. Media day next Friday. Training camp starts next Saturday. How about that? It's right around the corner. Love it. Thanks so much to Sam Wilson for producing the show. Doing a great job as always. Always fun working with Sam. And thanks so much to all the callers and the tweeters out there for their contribution to the show. Nice conversation tonight about Nick Foles and what he mentioned about his confidence, sometimes lacking it, because he's normal, just like everyone else. He's no different. He just happens to be a professional football player, right? Right. No big deal. Even with that said, I'm sure he lacked confidence at some point during that playoff run. He got you through it to get you your first Super Bowl. I think he goes off on Tampa this weekend. And guess what? It's our last show tomorrow before the pregame and the game on Sunday. So we'll talk about it tomorrow. Well, I'll be back 6 to 9 right here on the Fanatic. We talk about Birds, Bucks, Sunday, 1 o'clock kickoff. Thanks so much to everybody out there. Make sure you all have a good night and stick around, listen in, and call in 610-632-0975 to my man Joe Torti, who's coming up next right here on the Fanatic.